Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We want it rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
like big books and I cannot lie. You other brother, I like big books and I cannot lie. You other brother, I like big books and I cannot lie. You other brother, deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up, cause you notice that thing was stuck. Even a DVD's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get hooked up and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me of that butt you got make.
My everything, my everything. gentlemen, with the exclusive hot new mix.
Fatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, True S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn up your
time.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get em.
True West Radio. West Coast Wednesday. What the fuck is up? Man, if y'all listening online, it was called 323-642-1597. So glad to be back, man. You know what I'm saying? I got... Let me see. Who the hell do I got over here? You the hell love. Truly. And my nigga Joe Loco. What the business here?
Hot as hell.
Yep, that's getting ready to be the topic for the next 3 months.
For real? Can you hear me?
I know it is hot out here. That's like some... Damn. I don't give a damn. You can take every goddamn bit of clothes you got on off, and you still going to be hot as a motherfucker. But see, today, man, cool.
Today's Tuesday, right? I mean, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I had somebody die every day this week already.
Ah, damn. Oh. For real?
Yeah, my niece died Monday. My homeboy died yesterday in a car accident. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, my niece passed away Monday.
Oh, man. Hey, sorry to hear that, bro.
I knew she was sick, but you know, black people don't tell everybody everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what was it? I mean, was it?
She was not on no cancer, COVID. But she didn't tell nobody. But she wasn't telling nobody.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Under wraps and boom. My nephew
how
pulled
old
up
was
on
she
me.
Though?
32.
Man, well, that's a sad shot right there, bro. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, it's crazy because I was just thinking over the last 3-4 years how many of my people done passed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking like, I know it's been about at least 20. Then it's kind of like on some scary shit because you be like, damn, what if I'm next?
Well, at the end of the day, we gotta go someday. Shit, we just don't know who or how. But we gotta
go. I know. That's why I say God got a calendar and. If he push that button that day, that's your ass. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can do about it. Shit. I ain't scared to go. You know what I mean? Just let me get all of us rich first, and then shit, he can take me out after that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I always say, is there somebody closer when people, check out if there's somebody closer to God. Be like, look, you know we need some help down here. We need some help down here. So go and talk to God. Go to his room. Knock on the door. And tell him we need some help down here, motherfucker. This ain't. Not like that, God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it like that. I want you to push the button on me today. For real. Alright, well, damn, what the hell, y'all no good. That's what I need. I need some good news. No good news, huh? I guess not, shit.
We're breathing, that's a good news right there.
Yeah, motherfucker on the right side of the dirt. Yeah, good news, me and my son was out there in Vegas trying to make sure we could get custody of that grandkid of mine. I need that. So it's getting closer. It's getting closer, but shit.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought y'all was going to tell me some good news.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Well, the good news is we ain't burnt the fuck up yet. But it's on the way. Yep, that's my good news right there. We all ain't burnt up yet.
I cannot. Man, I can't wait. Man, 3 months. Not even, like, more than 3 months, though.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
We gotta get through. Once September leave, we be all right. It'll start cooling down in October.
Wow.
But this is the crazy part about it: how hot it is right now. This is like August and September heat.
Yeah, yeah, oh, for real.
When we hit July, my nigga. When we hit July, it's gonna be fucking straight
straight liar. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's gonna be the hottest summer we had in at least 30, 40 years.
Yeah. I ain't even looking for it.
Ain't nothing to look for. It's gonna happen. This is what we live it is.
Me and my son, when we got back from Vegas yesterday, because I ain't turned the air off since that motherfucker came back on. Nigga, it was so cold in this motherfucker last night. That nigga was like, Dad, you gonna turn the air off? I said, hell, it might not come back on. I'm gonna let that motherfucker run into it, just stop on his own.
Yeah.
It was cold as fuck up in here, bro. But, I can't deal with it. I hate the summertime. Fuck. Damn.
Here's
like
some.
The summertime. You wear less.
That's one attribute we got for the summer. You can always.
Man, I can't stand this shit. And then, so my son's mother called, and she was like, well, where is he at? I said, well, hell, he ought to be pulling up any second. And she go, oh, it's so damn hot. I said, what's the temperature? She said 88. I damn near hung up the phone on her ass.
That's downtown LA heat right there, nigga. That's a nice breeze.
Oh my God. I was like, nigga, I would trade your 88 for this motherfucker 105 all day.
That's what the temp was down there today, 105?
Yep.
Wow.
Let's see how you do it.
Hey, as long as I stay in the studio, I'm cool.
That's
you gotta
the price
get like,
you pay to live in the desert.
You gotta do all your shit in the morning type of shit. You know what I mean? You can't all that trying to do shit at 12 o'clock and all that old shit, you can't do it. You gotta do that early. So, nigga, I'm out of the stores open at 6, I'll be out at 6. You know what I mean? You can't be fucking around out here, you know, doing the week, you know what I mean? I mean, like, late in the day type of shit. See, like, right now it's kind of cooling off a little bit, but it's still fucking hot. I'm too black to get any darker. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
Hell yeah, boy. Motherfucker can't even see me at night type of shit. Man, I'm talking about... Yeah, I can't. I'm too black to get any dark shit.
You ain't that black.
Nah, but I'm darking up shit. Motherfucker fuck around and go get in the shower and got a suntan. You fuck. You be like, God damn.
See, me, I'm grizzly, bro. Black.
Yeah, see, I'm it's crazy though. I don't know. I'm tired of this heat. You know, it ain't even started yet. It ain't summer. It ain't even summer, and everything is heating up like ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like Dodo said, this is probably going to be the hottest summer out here ever. Because usually that shit don't really start getting down until you get like, when it get like after Father's Day. It seems like the day after Father's Day be when that shit really start getting hot.
Right.
And it's hot already? Oh man, I don't want to see none of them 115s and 120s and all that shit. Fuck that.
Just imagine Death Valley and Palm Springs and Desert Springs and shit. Nigga, Vegas gonna be a motherfucker, boy.
Nigga, it was fucking burning the fuck up out there now. I'm like, well, goddamn. Whoever calling with that 111111 number, we ain't answering because y'all motherfucking ass got to do dial store 69 and then we don't answer numbers that ain't, you know, we don't know. And it ain't JoJo, because JoJo used to always do that shit and have 111111111.
Oh, hey, is it popping up 111 like that?
Yeah.
Then answer it because whoever it is calling from a text now number.
All right, let me see.
That's what it was when I was calling. Remember, I couldn't call in until I changed my service.
All right, calling from 111111111. Who is this? Yo, True West Radio, who this? Bye. I'm just saying. I remember when you used to call and that 111111111 all pop up. I guess they just gonna have to listen.
Cause I was calling, from a text now number until I switched my provider company.
Oh yeah.
The Metro. Shit, wasn't shit.
Right. But yeah, shit, man. Oh man. I wish I could go to sleep for 3 months, because not only
he
that, nigga, no. Fuck yeah.
3 months.
No, nigga, no basketball, no football. This is going to be fucked up. I hate this time of year. Fuck.
He got baseball.
Nigga, I don't want to be watching baseball like that. I watched the Dodgers and I watched the Angels, but that's it. Shit.
I'm mad at the Angels yesterday. Dodgers and Angels played yesterday. I think they played tonight, too.
They played today, too.
Okay.
But still, shit. Man, come on, man. For 3 months.
Them hockey boys playing with a cup right now.
Fuck that hockey. The only thing I like about hockey is when them motherfuckers get into the fight.
I'm watching this last game lit. These niggas been on this bitch throwing blows.
Yeah, because them motherfuckers, they let you get out there and you going to throw some rounds. You go out there a couple of rounds and they put your ass in a penalty box and then you come out.
Yeah.
They need the NFL and the goddamn NBA need to be like that. Just let them fuck themselves up for a minute. Just their ass on the bench. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
See, you gotta remember, hockey majority white people, so, you know, they're like, okay, they don't know how to fight, so we gonna let them go ahead blow for blow and let them come back out here. And it's like, we don't want the Negroes to get out there because them niggas going to throw hands. We don't want nobody to get fucked up.
Niggas, only about 3 or 4 goddamn black hockey players.
I know.
And then them motherfuckers ain't even like all the way black, nigga. They like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just dark skinned, but they like some white boys. So.
Yeah, they just got a pigment disorder.
Yeah. Nigga, you ain't got no nigga from South Central playing hockey.
No Crockett Jesus.
Hell no.
It's T-Bone.
Oh yeah, they don't want T-Bone up in that bitch. That nigga about to go out there and throw his goddamn stuff. He throwing them things, you know what I'm saying?
He fighting every chance he get. Nigga bump him, he fighting. Oh, he looked at me wrong. He gonna go from one side to the other motherfucking side to just fight this nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, hell nah. You know, that's like one of the only sports that we ever took over. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it.
See, Kite gave his game.
This is the only sport that we ain't took over.
Shit, this is over here, man.
Yeah, hey, in another 5 years, there's gonna be some black people, but they're just gonna be gay.
Yo, hey, that should be funny, nigga. Motherfuckers got, they got a whole black, they got all the blacks to be on one hockey team. It'll be some chunking going on in that bitch.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's
that? Yeah. And how
everybody everybody on the black team going to be in timeout because they're going to be fighting too much. So they're going to be out there.
Nigga's going to be one out. Nigga on the floor. Is that Foxy? Is that you, Foxy?
he might be the goalie.
903 area code. Is that you, Foxy? Foxy!
903, mm-hmm. 903, you're live to West Radio.
Hello.
Well, hey.
Hey.
What's going on, good doctor?
That's Shaggy.
Who that?
What's up, Shaggy?
DJ Shaggy.
What up, man?
DJ,
how you doing?
I'm all
right.
Shit, I thought you was the old girl Foxy. Shit, what's going on with you, brother?
Man, I just listened at the comments.
Welcome to the show, my bro. You on the air with King Scratch, original NWA member, the king and the owner of True West Entertainment. You know what I'm saying, man? True West Radio. You got Sweet Pea in the house, you got Julia in the house, and you got JoJo Loco up in this thing. You know, we live, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hello,
that's
everybody.
What you want.
Hey,
hello.
What's going on, brother?
What's going on over there in Anderson County?
I ain't nothing going on, nothing but the rent.
Yeah. Anderson County, so that's in Texas too, right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's north of where I'm from.
Princeton, Texas.
Hey, you know what? I know it's humid as hell out there.
Mm-hmm. That's no shit. I left the Walmart with some bottle and the shit was mail before I got to the house.
Man, I can't even see myself going to Walmart right now.
Mm-hmm. And I got DJ a trail ride and a Juneteenth party in there too.
Ooh-wee. You go to Walmart out here, you smell bacon everywhere.
Chicken.
I ain't no nigga smell like bacon.
Nigga black folks smell like bacon, and white folks smell like fish grease.
You heard me?
They say white people smell like wet dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, look though, I'm just saying, when you get out there in that heat, and that's it, nigga, motherfuckers be sweating, cause you know, like, nigga, there's like a two showers a day ass fucking heat out here.
Yeah,
more like three showers a day.
Hell yeah, you know, and for those who have balls, you know, it's kind of. Motherfucker got a goddamn balls. You know what I'm saying? You know, that shit is all bad, man. I can't stand the summertime. Fuck.
You might want to powder your balls. Powder your balls.
Yeah.
Let me just say powder your balls. No, I hate this shit. Oh, Lord. Nigga, when the spring come around, nigga, I be celebrating like a motherfucker.
Right on.
I mean, when the fall come, my bad, not spring. When the When the fall come, I be celebrating like a mug, boy.
Hold on, let me mix it up.
Because not just that, you know, football season start. So football season start and it start getting cool.
I think you'll be out there doing the Indian rain dance and shit, so it start raining.
Hell no, I don't even want it to rain now. Shit. Nigga, that's when the humidity start. I'm cold.
You know, it always rains before June ends.
Yeah,
every
it do.
Year.
Yeah,
every
it do.
Year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want summer to be over with. That's all. Chill.
Well, at least you got your air working. It could be worse.
Oh,
yeah,
if my hair wasn't working, I wouldn't even be out of here. Cause this shit in here, boy. You talking about bacon, isn't it?
If you ain't got air in your vehicle, it'd be worse than that.
Man, I'll just go and sit in the car with the air on like all day type of shit.
The way gas is, I'm thinking about putting the window unit in mine and putting the generator on the phone.
You heard me?
These gas prices wanted to do that right now.
You know,
I don't give a fuck about none of that gas prices. I'm sitting in my shit right now with the arrow. Fuck
hey,
that.
Look. Yeah, you ain't really got to turn the whole motor on. All you got to do is just click that motherfucker a couple of times. So you ain't got to start the goddamn car. Cause, you know what? Coming back from Vegas, I think I put like $85 in my son's car.
$85 won't fill my truck up.
But see, the thing about it, he got a BMW, and I got a Lexus. So we got to put that premium gas in there. We can't just use the regular gas. So we got to put the highest priced gas up in that motherfucker. So
I got to buy that high-dollar-ass diesel to go in my truck, then buy that shit to pull in there.
Yeah. So that shit was like, that motherfucker said, boy, we put $40 in that motherfucker, then we had to stop again, put $45 more in that motherfucker. I'm like, well, goddamn.
If I fill that shit up, it cost me $221 to fill it up.
No shit.
That's how much we're driving fast.
Oh,
man. Them 18-wheel fries.
What the hell you driving? Yeah, I'm like a tank around this motherfucker. What you driving? I'm not getting shit.
This motherfucker is going to pull up in the gas station.
I got one of them Dodge pickups. One of them automats. I got the Dodge.
Oh, no. Mr. Everywhere in the building. What up, Mr. Everywhere?
What's good? Shoot, waking up late. Y'all got the best hand. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
man. How you feeling?
How's it going? I'm just now getting my energy back.
Yeah. Good.
Boy, Mr. Everywhere, the only person I know that could get a surgery. He said, I just got my surgery today, but then I'm hearing them bumping some beats in the background.
Right. He made me mad, too. You got to get you some rest. What did you do?
Yeah. Hey, that's a strong dude, because I know I get a surgery. Yeah. I've been laying down for like 2 days. I call him, what's going on? Oh, I just had a surgery today, but he got his music playing in the background. I'm like, all right, shit.
Hey, big homie, I'm going to let you go. I'm trying to get my playlist together for tomorrow night. I'd be out at the banana tree there in Tyler, Texas.
Oh, you going to Tyler?
I live in Tyler.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but this is my second time DJing at the club called the Banana Tree.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, did
a banana tree.
Then I'll be at El Greco's in Kilgo Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a DJ party or something. Shit.
All you got to do is put that King George on all night.
Yeah. That's right. What's his name? Johnny James?
Yeah, motherfucker out there.
I ain't
DJing no more parties. Fuck that. I'm over it.
I do like parties. Anything you name it.
I call you right now and say, I'll pay you such amount of money, nigga, you going to go DJ. And
oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. You offer me the right kind of money, nigga. I'm there. But,
I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm going to sign off if I can finish up.
All right, do your thing, man. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, anytime. I'm going to tune back in.
All right, that's what's up. We got to hook up and do something. Hell yeah. Boy, DJing parties ain't like it was back in the day. See, that's why I retired. I only DJ on the stage now. Because the motherfuckers want to ask you to play a song that you just played like 5 minutes ago. Man, fuck all that. I'm cool.
If they ask me to play the same song 5 times in a row, nigga, that's what they gonna get. 5 times in a row. Here you go. You pay for
hell
it 5 times.
Can you play Woo Bab Woo? I'll be like, yeah, all right, I just played that. I'll play it again. Can you play it again? I just got here.
I'll be like, yup.
If I'm DJing a party, I need to be, like, way away from everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to be requesting a goddamn thing. I ain't down with it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
If you're down south, you put King George on his whole CD, and then you kick back and get paid. And that's all they gonna listen to.
Hey, but you know what? Because, see, most of the time when I used to... The last time I was, like, really DJing the party, nigga, I had a pre-mix, so I already had my shit already ready. I just put that motherfucker in, and I'll be on the dance floor most of the night.
You
ain't
play King George, they going to turn your whole DJ system over. That's all they want to hear down south. Train going to keep on rolling. That's it.
Yeah. That's crazy. I don't know. I'm good on that. But look, check this out, man. We're going to get into a couple of jams. Man, if you're online, give us a call. 323-642-1597. You know what I mean? And, you know, get in with us. You know what I mean? Don't be shy. Say hi. Keep scratching this motherfucker along with Julia, Mr. Edward. You know what I'm saying? DJ Ev Love and my nigga JoJo Loco. We in the building. Let's get it in. Yeah, y'all.
Alright. Storm, motherfuckers ain't really knowing if you can flow or not. So let's do this shit like that.
Holler my name, nigga, you riding and scream. I be a thug with a heart to be a part of my scene. It seems we got a problem. We ain't let no women in the feminine side. It's been denied, time to give them a try.
Finally made it, now focus, you the dopest. Is this a brother's daughter, sister's? I agree, it's a man's world, but why my niggas sisters? I ain't trying to hear it, witness my thug spirit.
They keep on screaming, bitches.
Cause niggas love to hear it. Call them my dog, cause they rowdy than a motherfucker. I love you niggas like brothers, but don't fuck with me.
Double Glock, so all you niggas be wrong. From the dust to the dawn, we might trip, but I dare you fix the fuck around with storm. We outlaws, I said it a minute, and when you see me, Lava TV is strictly represented. And let me hear you scream, this is for my niggas, only for my niggas, for my niggas. Let me see you throw your hands up.
Now I've been told that little Kim thinks she hot.
She not.
Better get that attitude adjusted, so I'm mashing.
looking to get my shots to queen, cause I'm looking for Lil Jon, that bitch ass fiend. I bet you scream like last year, but don't come to California, we don't want your bust ass here.
We outlaw riders, thugs till we die, get they groove on.
Niggas getting high, call me a motherfucking troublemaker, send me to jail, but watch me bust on LL. Now let me hear you scream, this is for my niggas, only for my niggas, let me see you throw your hands up.
See another day.
I passed out, curving off that E and J. Forgot to pray. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. Not quite where I wanna be, but daily I'm getting more and more closer to it. The sun shines through the blinds. It hurts my eyes, but somehow I'm instantly energized. I twist and spark up the light green. Hop in the shower, Irish spring clean. Number one is my hygiene. Number two is me striking up the street like some lightning. Peeling notches just to make later tonight more exciting. But for right now, though, man, I'm in the zone.
I'm in the zone.
On a tipped up flip phone, ready to get gone. Come home with a split dome.
From soaking up the sunshine in Doja. Ain't no one time the rollers coming. Interrupt the gathering of soldiers, a.k.a. a ballers convention. Breaking bread with the kingpin while discussing my pension. Then he mentioned to me something about the weight that I'm dumping. Threw me the keys to a 10. Cherokee Grand with a humping. Then I jumped in without second thought. Sounded the punch in and brought the mid-afternoon silence to a blunt end. That's how we function in the capital city, Cali. Sacramento Valley, putting it in a Malibu on boats and rally. Same change when you get lots of mail. You become accustomed to popping champagne bottles, cracking lots of shells. All the things that come along with being a holder of a ticket.
Dirty money spent, just like any other.
That's
money.
That's right. Kick it, just get it.
And your money on crack at all times.
D-I-R-T-Y, dirty M-O-N-E-Y, dirty money.
Now I got to keep it real cause I'm a realist. I was poor and broken, wasn't no different strokes for me like Arnold and Willis. It was more like the Evans family on good times. Didn't have a damn gun, nothing I could call mine. I recall grinding on a Pensacola just to keep the landlord from coming over, beating on the dope. Overdue rent with no mercy, taking my last cent. But now I'm blessing my struggling days is past tense. Why I be absent when they call it roll call on the dope track. The laws they got nowadays will have a brother tote back, and I know that. So I gave up the blow sack to the grinders and told them take their time to bring the dope back. But don't make me have to look, cause I won't stop till every tree and bush has been shook. And if for some reason you decide that you ain't paying, I'm delivering caskets, showing fools that I ain't playing. Cause what I'm saying is when it comes to the paper, I play for keeps. Whether I got it legitly or from the streets, it's enough to go around, so ain't no need in trying to take it from me. We can all have some dirty money.
D-I-R-T-Y, dirty M-O-N-E-Y.
My block goes beyond lock, cause niggas come in flock. Dwelling in the east, kids get paid, dumping hella yay. Out there at 15, so they can get fiends to spend big green. Weighing out major weight on a tripping. Cause in the east, we cop on weed shots. Don't watch the coke shots with mo knots. That cash just won't stop. Falling, my homies balling with money and mounds. Dealing keys for G's, a Colombian rounds. I got O's for sticks, playing these hoes for tricks. Straight bombed every day, cause I blow big flips. Pages cracking like a pot when I took up the ride. Call the homies ready. to twin to hook up the spot. In Sacramento Valley, we stick a man holding Allen in a photo shed. That's how we roll in Cali. 86 and check, playing these tricks for sex. Fully equipped with checks, a gang of clips and vests, yeah.
D-I-R-T-Y, dirty.
Perspective may differ from yours. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been down with me. All my fans, all my beautiful fans. Anyone who's ever gave me a listen. All my people.
I come from a generation of pain where murder is minor. Rebellious and more jealous, a tip you for designer. Belt buckles and cloud overzealous and prone to violence. Make the wrong turn, be your will of the will alignment. Residue burn, mist of the inner city. Miscommunication to keep homo detector busy. No protection is risky, desensitized. I vandalize pain, covered up and camouflage. Get used to hearing arsenal rain. Analyze, risk your life, take the charge. Homies, don't fuck your baby mama once you hit the yard. That's culture, 23-hour lockdown. Then somebody called, said your little nephew was shot down. The culture involved. I done seen niggas do 17, hit the halfway house, get out and get his brains blown out, looking to buy some weed, car washes played out, new GoFundMe accounts to proceed, a brand new victim, a shatter those dreams, the culture. To let y'all know what a nigga look like in a bulletproof rover. In my mama's sofa was a doodle popper. Hair trigger, walk up closer. Ain't no photoshopping. Friends bipolar. Grab you by your pocket. No option if you froze up. I always play the offense. Niggas going to work and selling work. Late for work. Working late praying for work. But he on paperwork. That's the culture. Point the finger, promote ya. Remote location, witness protection. They gon' hold ya. The streets got me fucked up. Y'all can miss me. I wanna represent for us. New revolution was up and moving. I'm in Argentina wiping my tears, full of confusion. Water in between us, another peer's been executed. History repeats again, make amends and find a nigga with the same skin to do it. But that's the culture, crack a bottle. Hard to deal with the pain when you're sober. By tomorrow, we forget the remains, we start over. That's the problem, our foundation was trained to accept whatever follows. Dehumanized, insensitive, scrutinized, the way we live for you and I. Enemy shook my hand, I can promise I'll meet you. In a land where no equal is your equal, never say I ain't told ya. Nah, in a land where hurt people hurt more people, fuck calling it culture. Celebrate new life when it come back around. The purpose is in the lessons we learning now. Sacrifice personal gain over everything just to see the next generation better than ours. I wasn't perfect, the skin I was in that truly suffered. Temptation and patience, everything that the body nurtures. I felt the good, I felt the bad, and I felt the worry. But all in all, my productivity has stayed urgent. Face your fears, always knew that I would make it here. Where the energy is magnified and persevered. Consciousness is synchronized and crystal clear. Euphoria is glorified and made his.
reflecting on my life and what I done. Paid dues, made rules change out of love. Them same views made schools change curriculums, but didn't change me staring down the barrel of that gun. Should I feel resentful I didn't see my full potential? Should I feel regret about the good that I was into? Everything is everything, this ain't coincidental. I woke up that morning with more heart to give you. As I bleed through the speakers, feel my presence. To my brother, to my kids, I'm in heaven. To my mother, to my sis, I'm in heaven. To my father, to my wife, I am serious, this is heaven. To my friends, make sure you count them blessings. To my fans, make sure you make them investments. And to the killer that spared up my demise, I forgive you, just know your soul's in question. I seen the pain in your pupil when that trigger had squeezed. And though you did me gruesome, I was surely relieved. I completed my mission, wasn't ready to leave, but fulfilled my days, my creator was pleased. I can't stress how I love y'all. I don't need to be in flesh just to hug y'all. The memories recollect just because y'all. Celebrate me with respect, the unity we protect is above all. And Sam, I be watching over you. Make sure my kids watch all my interviews. Make sure you live out our dreams we produce. Keep that genius in your brain on the move. And to my neighborhood, let the good prevail. Make sure them babies and the leaders out of jail. Live for salvation when troubles get real. Cause you can't help the world until you help yourself. And I can't blame the hood the day that I was killed. You had to see it, that's the only way to feel. And though my physical won't reap the benefits, the energy they carry on admit still, I want you.
The moment that is bound to shape the future.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. They telling me to dead it. It said that the message I was bringing brought destruction. I put the pen to the pad and said, fuck them. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me from the jump. They'd rather see me slump. Face down, shot 5 or 6 times with my kid and her mama in the cop car brown. And I'm done. Stop lying. It's a black and white thing. Redneck ass judge would rather watch a nigga hang than indict what's white, not right. Fuck a news feed. Black man got the same needs as the Jews need. Who me? I demand reparation. Fuck a cowboy. I'm a native robbed of my nation. I'm an African. Black man. Fucked out my language. Got me praying to a white boy God. That's insane. And if you ask me why they steadily harass me, I reply with that these motherfuckers nasty. And I'm a god, yet they calling me a nigga. They scared of me, so they try to hide behind the trigger, acting badass. Fuck a honky with the badge. I'm a nigga with an attitude. You can kiss my black ass. Ain't no sense in niggas being diplomatic. Televise the revolution. Let these motherfuckers have it. I'm calling up the homies. They said to come through. And I run with the niggas. They scared to come shoot. Take an eye for an eye. Take a tooth for tooth. Do unto others as them others would do all to you. And now they say it make America great. What America hates kept America straight and America safe. Motherfuck that flag. My people are not free. We want to touch that flag. So quick to try to copy right what came for free. Now they blaming me. And it's plain to see that they mad at that. Like I'm a magic act. Yeah, imagine that. Motherfucker, I'm black. Fucking vultures. Super quick to steal one's culture. Trying to make it your own. Caveman, go home. Over 10 long nose, funny looking ass Donald. Got his nerve disrespecting President Obama. If you don't want us around, then let us leave. Pay the money you've been owing my people since they were set free. That 40 acres and a mule never came, but yet we're still outstanding. Outstanding in the rain, just waiting. Patient, pacing, and praying for God to step up. But now it ain't shit shaking. I was mistaken that your scripture could have helped us. Following the faith of our very own oppressors. No justice, just us. Look at how the aftermath of slavery today still affects us. Our kids educated by the enemy. And they don't know shit about their history. Cause they ain't teaching that in school. Leave it up to them coons. And all that's cool. Let the bygones be bygones. And besides, we've been killing off our own. Shut the fuck up, you know what? Uncle Tom, house niggas, slaves, see they motherfucking nuts cut. I pack steel in the hour of the chaos. And black lives still don't matter till you stay out.
West sir, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
What up everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
What it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
True West Radio, we back up in this motherfucker, man. King Scratch is in this motherfucker. Okay, well, DJ Head Love, Trulia, JoJo Loco, and my nigga Confetti, man. What's going on, Dave? He's like, hey,
what's going on, Dave?
Yeah, what the business is?
Well, this is the sun going down, so that means it's going to cool off.
Yeah, well, damn, it's probably damn near dark down by y'all way, nigga. The sun's still up out here.
It is.
It's hot out there.
What? I know those niggas didn't ask me that goddamn question.
Man, it ain't summertime.
You been out here with me in the summertime, nigga.
How about it like come on days before summer kick in?
Nigga, that motherfucker. I think God just said, fuck it, we just you might have turned the motherfucking temperature up before the goddamn summer come.
Who's that on there? That Confetti?
Yeah.
That's me.
Janky Promoter. Yeah. My Jesus voice.
That nigga said Janky Promoter. Get out of here.
Man, how you want me to take your title, man? Come on now.
You Janky Promoter down there in Houston. Janky Promoter. Come on now.
Man, how you want me to take your title, man? You want me to just steal your,
you
steal
took
your
it.
Title like that?
I didn't give it to you.
Yeah, you trying to give me your title, man. What's up with that?
Nigga be fucked up. Nigga got a tattoo on his arm. This should be like Janky Promoter.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, y'all hold for a second. Y'all keep on talking. I gotta go to the waterworks. Hold on.
Yeah, man.
You got Freddie with you up to? You back home? You still in Houston?
Hell no, man. All right. I had a couple more things I need to take in, but I'm ready to go back home, you know. That's why I don't like coming out here, you know. When I'll be doing shit, I'll be getting used to having help. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to get it. I got to bounce, though. I think I'm going to bounce out of here out of Friday. Bounce out of here Friday before I get one to stick around, you know. If people get a plan and things, it'll be like, man, why don't you stay here? You don't need to go home. You stay here. We're going to go do this and that. Nah, man, I need to go home. I need to get out here tomorrow for real, but I'm kind of just being lazy. Get the last what I need to do. You know how you need to leave. So, yeah, I'm going to shoot back Friday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, real Friday.
Yeah, I feel bad. You invested in cryptocurrency, boy. You're looking crazy right now. They won't even let you withdraw whatever money that you do got left.
Man, what, man? I invested, without invested that Trump shit, I still be in the trading right now, though. Listen to you,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Now.
Huh?
Yeah.
You heard this everywhere?
Yeah, I know. I've been watching it, but see, now they're not even letting the people who got money in it withdraw it. They won't let you withdraw it.
When they
say
that?
You can withdraw
this week.
You can withdraw it. They withdrawing it
no,
from
the
wrong.
No, they won't let you withdraw. I just look at what I just posted. I just posted on Facebook. I seen it like 2 days ago. Them banks
well,
didn't
they
stop.
They let you withdraw it from your Cash App. Like if you invested it through your Cash App, they let you withdraw it through that.
Man, they got your account froze.
I wasn't trying to take money.
Read what
anyway.
I just sent you. That account is froze. They not letting you withdraw it, transfer it, do nothing.
Hey, you goddamn! Imagine that football player when he gets paid in Bitcoin. Now you want the money in cash, man? You had it in Bitcoin.
Yeah, all this stuff done tanked. It done tanked, and And now they looking crazy because they don't want anybody to try to draw what's left in it. If you go draw what's left in it, it really tanks because now everybody done took their money out.
Yeah, you know, motherfucker, they will, too. They get the stats get quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sad, but everybody get rich
quick. Everybody thought about getting rich quick,
and
that shit, man,
you
just can't get rich stuff up. Making money up is not good. It really ain't.
When I was out in Vegas, this dude was trying to, I mean, this dude, he got knowledge about, you know, all the cryptocurrency and all that stuff, and I was listening to him. But it's like, I was like, once again, like when we were talking about them goddamn crunchy bullshit, if I wanted to go and get a loaf of bread, nigga, I couldn't just go and get a loaf of bread with the shit, you know what I mean? Now all that shit is falling. It was like a fad that shit came through. That shit, like, all that shit is starting to leave. Oh, man, no, this is the new shit. This is what it's getting ready to be. Oh, fuck that.
Man, niggas made money, though. That's why niggas made money. If you got in, got out, you won.
Mm-hmm.
But most people got in, got
a little bit. You know, my shit looking at them. I know my shit, so I don't even want to look at the count. Like, fuck that shit. All this stock. Everybody's stock's fucked up. I got part of Mason, man. I lost half my money. Nigga like, everything fucked up right now. Like, put that come along on that bitch. He say, this inflation shit gonna drop one way or other.
$5. That's all the money I could solve on that bullshit.
Man,
$5 cryptocurrency.
Man, I'm cool
on
that.
Never brought me no good.
I'm cool on that. I don't know. Hey, you know, call me old fashioned, but like, I got a cool little cash app.
Right on.
Yeah. All that other bullshit, I'm cool on that.
Cool, man. I'm gonna tell you
100 Bitcoin. Mm-mm. I'm good on that, man. I don't know. Yeah, you just gotta call me old fashioned on that shit. But I gotta even do it. They gotta be sitting up there every day, trying to see if it's like the stock market. You know what I'm saying? If you invest in certain things, you sell high, you want to sell them high if you want to. But when that shit drop, when that shit start dropping, and you can't sell the goddamn stocks, you're way low.
Yeah.
You got to be able to sell it. One thing about it, crypto is 24/7. So you got to tell you, got to be the, when that shit go up, you got to be the first one to jump out the window, you know.
But you got to be like, man, I can't. I ain't going to be able to do it. Yeah, I ain't going to be able to do it. I can't do that.
It's still the best time to buy stock is right now. I mean, once it bottom all the way out, ain't got no way to go but up.
Oh yeah, exactly. I would buy some stock once that shit fall, then you could buy it cheap, then that shit go back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I just don't trust that stuff right there. I don't trust that. There's too many ups and downs, and I took a hit the motherfucking ground, nigga, while you sleep. So you be like, oh fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't bet everything on it.
Yeah, that should hit the ground while you sleep, nigga.
Hey, one of the dudes, You put about 30,000 in it and play with that 30,000. Don't put everything in it. Put a certain amount in it and see, that's it. Keep playing with it.
Fuck no, not no 30,000, are you fucking serious?
And if you was up, you know what I'm saying, you had to put him in, you should have played.
Nigga, that's why the motherfuckers be having stockbrokers and shit, because them motherfuckers be the one to be trying to handle everything for you. It seems like them motherfuckers be up all night type of shit.
That's been a crash, though. All of it's been a crash. Mm-hmm. Greed, man. Sometimes greed will get you further behind than you thought you were going to get ahead. And that's what's happening now. Stock markets are going to crash. The crypto is going to crash because they said they'll let all these American people starve just to raise the prices for greed. And now it's costing everybody, even the rich. The rich billionaires losing billions and the millionaires losing millions. Broke man don't give a damn because we stayed broke to begin with.
I hear you on that one.
Yeah, hey, niggas, hey, one thing about it, it better fall from a foot up than a 1,000 feet up.
Hey, I'd rather fall out the chair than off the roof, nigga.
Right.
I fall out the chair, nigga. I done fell out the chair many a time, nigga. I ain't get ready to be standing on the roof and fall off that motherfucker. That shit gonna hurt a little bit more. I'm just saying. On some real talk to you. Shit, I fall out this chair all day. I probably fall out of the chair like 3 or 4 times, nigga. But that one time off the roof, nigga, that's your ass.
Right.
And on some real shit, every time I gotta get on that roof, I be scared as a motherfucker. I think I'm gonna fall through this motherfucker. If I gotta get on the roof and do some shit, I keep on thinking that the whole roof just gonna come. I'm just gonna fall through that motherfucker. I be trying to walk on the beams and shit.
Damn, fuck that.
Man, but I don't know. I don't know. It's like when you got people controlling all your shit, if you got the cryptos and you got the stocks, and you ain't got no goddamn control over that shit, really. It's just whatever fucking happens. It's like gambling and shit. It's like going to the casino, nigga. You don't know, nigga. You spend your motherfucking $100, you don't know if you're gonna win or not.
Right. Yeah, you tell me. You go to the casino, you go with the money to lose.
Nigga,
don't go there with money. Don't go with the rent money.
Oh, hell no, nigga. Hell no, nigga. When I was in Vegas, nigga, I spent $10, nigga. Nigga, no.
I just ain't big on the idea of not having where to sleep. I go there, but I don't know, man. I ain't into gambling to the point where I ain't got nowhere to sleep, nowhere to stay. I ain't into gambling that hard.
Motherfucker be out there with his goddamn cup trying to get some.
Trying to get back home, right? I can't do it.
You got some change, sir? Nigga, I did that stupid ass shit one time, bro. Took my brother out to Vegas, man. I had $100 left, my nigga. I walked by the dice table and threw that $100 on the dice table. And won $300. I was like, okay. Oh shit. Like, it's on like a motherfucker now.
I mean, shoot, Vegas cool.
Huh?
That's why you got to make sure the car filled up. Make sure you got everything to get back home.
Nah, nigga, that was the last $100. I got my brother some money. And that was IT. It was over. If I lost that $100, nigga, we probably still been out there, nigga. That was like, nigga, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's about
I'm not
20
big,
years ago.
I'm not real big on the casino.
I mean,
man, I ain't heard from you, man, since game one, man. What's really going on, brother?
Hey, man, when it looked like Boston was going to be 3-1, you were squeaking. We couldn't hear nothing.
You said when it looked like, nothing. When did it look like that? What you call it? I'll let you use my glasses on this one.
Hey,
when did it look like
was,
that?
And they were 2-1. It looked like he was going to do it. You were squeaking.
When did it look like he was going to be 3-1? That's all I want to know. It's 3-2 now.
Hey,
so when did it look like 3-1?
Yeah, you weren't saying nothing about Golden. And then you ain't even a Golden State Warriors fan.
Right, but you ain't a Boston
wagon.
Fan.
Get
you got
back.
It, so what are you talking
get
about? But you brought
man,
it up.
I'm not even, hey, bro.
You brought
I'm not
it
a
up.
Boston fan,
you,
but I'm just
I,
saying you bandwagon. You bandwagon.
No, I ain't bandwagon. You bandwagon with Boston, remember?
Man, no. I ain't
told you my team
Boston.
Was already out. You bandwagon with Boston.
Hey, no, man. I ain't say nothing about the game. You said it.
No, tonight. I'm talking about when y'all was sitting up there talking about the series, when y'all won the little first one and y'all turned the cartwheel with pom-poms. And now you're sitting down on the sideline and you ain't kicked your leg up the chair yet.
Man, go and put a Golden State Warriors jersey on. We understand your pain. You want to be down so bad.
Sweetie, how you doing, honey? Sweetie? You there?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
All hello? Right, honey. Mm-hmm. Miss you, man.
Well, I'm going to try to. I'm going to try and get my mental state of mind together.
All right, yeah. I told you, we all got your back, honey. All you got to do is give us a call, and we'll just go on and do whatever we can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, somebody cut the air on.
Yeah, well, a whole bunch of bullshit to deal with, but now that I'm through dealing with all of that, you know, it's getting just a little bit easier just to be a regular person.
Mm-hmm. I know it's rough.
All that planning and all that shit, that actually took the wind out of me.
Yeah, I know it's rough. I remember when I had to do it too, so yeah, it's a rough one, but you know, let's but I always say that if there's somebody up there next to God's door that can tell him, bro, they need some help down there, help them out.
Mm-hmm.
I always
yep.
tell all my folks, I'll be like, if y'all don't go and knock on God, when I'm praying, I'll be like, go and knock on God's door and tell him we need some help, shoot.
For
we
real,
down
man.
Here struggling.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Julie,
where you at?
I'm damn girls. I just got out of work when I had called. I was on my way home. I'm at home now.
Ooh, damn. Oh, that's a good weed, though. You know what I mean? Ah. Yeah, but we got you, baby. Damn, it's only 37 more minutes left? That's crazy. Well, we're going to jump into a couple of damn jams, man. Some damn jams. What am I going to play? I need to play something. I need to play something real quick. Damn. I need to load some old damn songs up. I'm tired of playing these same ass songs every goddamn day.
Who ran Mo Jenkins promoting shows everywhere it got?
Huh?
Who ran Mo Jenkins promoting shows everywhere it dropped?
Shit, all everywhere got his, Walter J. We got his, 86. We ain't give
out that. Hey, man. Hey, man. Drop that video, man. Drop that Jenkins promoter video he just shot, man. Drop that video, man. It's the first video on 2West Radio. The first video. Confetti.
Oh, boy.
I got questions, buddy. Y'all ain't got to answer.
All right, what's the question?
Oh, I was about to say, what video, and where can I see this at?
You ain't going to see it.
Oh, I ain't going to see it. Okay, I got
you. You go to UFC Fights number 228, and you'll see it. Hosted by the
kids. It never got finished. Never jumped
yeah,
up.
Julie gonna win.
Huh?
Julie gonna win.
Oh my God. Yeah, boy. That's
no, Julie, he called you down there to be the ring girl. That's what that was.
Well, we gonna be jumping niggas if I'm there. I'm be no fighting. I'm a whole peacemaker.
Oh, man. Okay.
God damn it. I can't show up then.
Hey, you move by move. Hey, yeah. Fetty even had his Don King wig on and everything.
Oh, shit. No, Confetti the man. Confetti handled his business. Confetti the man. He did what he was supposed to do. I'm proud of
him. Hey, go tell the truth. Tell Scratch in Scratch Land. You know,
hey,
Scratch,
you
got,
say,
Scratch wanted to hear the truth. Scratch wanted to hear
okay,
that.
Okay,
I didn't
want
to get in the car,
okay.
And I was running to the wall blind.
No, okay. I'm going to tell him what I told you. Okay, go ahead. Tell him what I told you. I told him you look like you had beer fingers. Because you were
looking for I ran to the wall blind.
Hey, he ran in the wall. He ran in the wall when he got hit over the head. All he was saying is, only in America. Don King, janky promoter.
Hey, damn well, that's one of your video shoots. That shit ain't never happened to me. God damn.
I had to get you, bro. I love you. I had to get you.
But you know what, man? It was going too smooth. We were partying too hard the weekend. That's how it was. We were partying too motherfucking hard.
Well, I had to put a plug, man, pulled on everything. If that's what y'all talking about, what I think. I think the plug, man, pulled all across Houston. If I'm not mistaken.
All I'm saying is, if something would have happened to y'all, I'd have been out there already. I'm just saying.
Man, ain't nothing should have happened. Julia should have stayed in the corner. Ain't nobody pointing no guns at her. She was in the corner, out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's how that was. Shit just went bad. A nigga moment.
Mm-hmm.
When a nigga moment, what they say on Boondock, when a nigga moment meet nigga sensitive, it's bound to be a fucking disaster. It's going to be a fucking disaster. But we had a nigga moment. We didn't have nigga sensitive.
She had to come out the corner to pull you out in between the mattress.
Mattress? Wasn't no damn mattress. Who's in the parking lot? What you stupid?
I wasn't no fucking nigga confetti.
And then confetti was down under the mattress.
Man, I went down. I'm telling you, they told me I almost ran into the wall. Didn't know where the fuck I was going.
So you can flip that person off your video and just still use it?
Huh? You say
so
what?
You can't clip that person out and still use your material?
Oh, you talking about, man, he wanted to shoot it again. You know, I ain't want to. To me, you got to grow to little homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he'll give me something better. You know, he like you said, man, I'm here with a camera. I shoot again. I ain't want to shoot you. I don't want her. Huh? I mean, that was enough for the day. I'm done. Enough for that day. The next day, we'll catch that shit somewhere down the road. Nigga got to learn, man. That nigga, that shit, got to realize, bro. I at 17, I had a partner kill a partner. I wasn't trying to, I'm 47. I'm about to relive it again. Fuck that shit, nigga. I ain't ready to relive that shit. Over some dumb shit. Over some, you just ain't listening. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I have a whole white crew next to me.
I'm trying to help you, and you trying to get me hurt. I know what you're talking about. Right.
Huh? You say what?
No, I said, I know what you're talking about. You like, I'm trying to help you, but you're trying to get me fucked up.
Are you talking about
her,
the homie?
Well, that's good. I just don't be in certain places because she'll be all bad already.
Oh, you know, and one thing. You know, I thank God. You know, one thing. I thank God it was just us out there. Then some more of my homies out there. Nigga, that shit could have been all fucked up. You know, more I think about it, nigga, I could have called, you know, because it was some areas, you know. Nigga, we probably was going to get a nice little crowd out there. I got a lot of family in Houston. I got a lot of niggas that love me. Man, that shit could have got ugly, you know, because once one would have started, bro. Man.
Well,
man,
I
just thank God that, you know.
If she called me, my blood pressure hit the roof. I said straight up out the bed, what? Yeah,
because I came by and saw you. I'm like, nah, I can't come by. I'm finna go.
Yeah.
Like, no,
I'm like,
good.
You can come hear me and we can go back.
Nah, I'm good on all that.
Yeah, man.
Like,
Sweetie, cut that shit, kill that shit. But you know what it is? I'm, you know, and I really, I sit here and think about it. It's the whole deal that I was blind. Yeah, that's all it was. I'd have shut it down so quick. But, nigga, I'm sitting there like, you know, it's crazy because I sit back and think about it. I'm like, yeah, nigga, what was you doing? I say, I'm actually, because I see the white minds, I'm trying to look when I know I can't see. I think I was stuck trying to see what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd have shut it down. And Mike know I'd have killed him. I'd have shut it down when he say, man, hell nah. You either going to shoot this shit or we going to get out of here. You got to go. But because I'm blind, and I told my partner, B, and bro, like, man, I should have stepped up. Yeah, nigga, you the president. Like, they so used to me handling everything. It's just that, like I said, I was blind. I'd have killed it. Wouldn't have been no big deal. But, you know, it was some blind moment. Some things you just don't experience.
Nigga took advantage.
You say what?
I said he was smelling himself, that nigga.
Which one?
That's what my grandma used to say. The one who got mad, everybody mad.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, all I'm saying, I could have killed that. I'd have shut that down. I wouldn't have never let it. It would have never gotten to the point where
so
Mike had to say
it
something.
It ain't so far.
No, I'm just saying. It would never got to the point where, you know what I'm saying, I still do believe, you know, his ego got in the way, you know. But, I mean, like you're saying, he threatened. He's like, nigga, I'll kill you.
But you ain't ready.
Yeah, well, yeah.
When
you
gonna
what?
Do that? You gonna do it tomorrow?
Yeah, bro said he said he told him. He asked him, nigga, you got a gun?
I'm,
he said, nah.
I'm just glad everybody is all right. Cause I'm on some horrible Lord.
And you know I go to Marriott because I don't be trying to deal with the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, everything was clear. Saying everything was clear. The whole weekend, I mean, he might have had a couple of, like, I had to sit and talk to him that Sunday morning. But for the most part, it was cool. And then the shit went bad in a few seconds.
Red Eyes was upstairs. Red Eyes went upstairs.
It's always one, though.
Well, I say he went upstairs. He come downstairs. Nobody was there. He's like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I was having a bad motherfucking couple of days, my goddamn self. So when I talked to Truly, I was like, oh Lord.
Right, nigga. I think it's a few people having bad days that day. I don't know. Maybe that shit was just going around.
Yeah, I had a bad ass. It was cool at first, but. Man, my day just went straight south. I was ready to, oh, Lord.
I wasn't necessarily having a bad day, but it was one of them days where you feel justified to take out anything else you going through on somebody else.
Yeah, and I think that would have been bad for me because I took all my frustrations out, even if I was out there at his video.
Goddamn. Hey, Scratch. But that would have been Scratch. You know what, though, Scratch? If you'd have been out there, it probably wouldn't have happened. Because you know one thing
not
about
at
it?
All.
But I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm going to say why it wouldn't happen. Because you shooting videos, you would have stopped him. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe you over there would have broke it because that legendary weight, he under pressure. That expectation, he under that pressure, Mike. Tight eye, and then you'd have been there too. Ah, that nigga probably would have folded. That nigga would snap.
He did fold. That's why all that happened. That's what exactly what happened. Because that was too much pressure. And too many
people that's what it was.
Around you that's more important than you. That's exactly.
Yeah. That's what it was. You know, I kept telling, he kept like, you know, Mike didn't work in Hollywood. Tight eyes and did his thing. Everybody did his thing. He's looking at me, but I'm telling like, nigga, just all he had to do, and you'd have been there, all he had to do was just let Mike shoot the shot. He's a man. The visual is messed up. Mike be doing unorthodox shots. Why, that we ain't going to let it go out until it's straight anyway. Let Mike do what he do. Like, nah, man, nah, my brain's still on it. And that's when this shit just got extra again. Nigga, why the fuck? I heard him say, why the fuck you just can't listen, nigga? And he said something about, we not on it now. Then he was like, oh, nigga, what you going to do? You know, because Mike bigger than, you know, twice little nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you going to do.
Exactly.
Nigga, you going to knock me out?
Complex.
Yeah. But it ain't just complex. It's that Hollywood. You know what? I've been around Mike before we went to Hollywood. We were in the Army. So I watch niggas feel played when you come around because he done been there, so they just get to acting funny with him just because he didn't work in Hollywood.
A lot of people. They do that anyway. A lot of people have been funny with me since I've been knowing y'all and all of that stuff. And I tell y'all all the time, they be like, oh, I seen that you was talking to Yo-Yo and Big Mike and you Battle Cat. I'm like, you seen all that? Why you ain't say none of it? You ain't like it. You ain't called a legend. You just called me to try to tell me that you saw that that's what I've been doing. So what the hell do you want then?
Right. Well, I don't know, man. People be on some funny shit, so... I'm just glad that everybody is cool as far as that point, you know, over there with that video. But when I talked to Julia, I was happy one day, and then I was pissed the next day. She said, you all right? I got $2 bills, and they was brand new, and cut my goddamn thumb. So paper cuts with goddamn $1 bills. I'm like, well, goddamn.
Yeah.
Well. But we got about 22 minutes. Let me see. I'm going to play a couple of songs. We'll call this Hot
I'm going to play a couple of songs, then we're going to come back. If y'all online, man, give us a call. 323-642-1597.
Hello? Oh, yeah, I was just calling to let you know that I'm going to put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all the homies coming over. You know, they all going to be over here. Oh, yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? All right, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some ribs and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females do a 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drinks but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store and grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell a hunger if she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too if they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some plus, we got plenty. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together when that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a crick in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but assassin songs.
Yeah.
Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on, some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah, summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without letting the eye. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some plus, we got plenty of them. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a sandwich board. Tank top thongs and his booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Cali sun is on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some plus, we got plenty of them. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together when that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some plus, we got plenty of them. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. On what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together when that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Like you could be me making track?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit? I don't whack?
I don't think so.
your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People got it because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with.
Yeah.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah man, I'm mad.
One beer, two beers, three beers, four. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas ain't been telling war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you make me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit that you speaking. I guess them whack brews got you drinking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then I got out of here, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah man, I'm mad.
Hit this nigga come again. Pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't wanna hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the praises to you, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past.
Right.
You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Yeah, you just tuned in to KVOLT 99.9 of your dial. I'm your host for the evening. I'm King Scratch, you know what I'm saying? First 9 callers, y'all get free tickets to my barbecue. Right now, I got somebody special for you, you know what I'm saying? The homie 9 Bone, featuring Jay Brown and Venice Cheese. Call me up and let me know what y'all think, you know what I'm saying?
It's a beautiful day outside, yeah, it's the summertime. The weather is looking good, later on it's party time. You know how we folks do, Tran 9 canning it up. With scratch in the back on the grilly grill, queuing it up. Got food and drink, head man for everybody. This is a special day for my fam, bam, to come and party. What's up, side dog, you know your boy doing it big. Where's your fam, bring your fam and smash it a shindig. No need to stop and get nothing, folks, we got it here. We got the Monier and Patron sitting right here. And Corona's on ice, we gon' do it all night. Cause ain't no party like a party till that 9. Do it right. That's how we do it every summer. Every time we get together like fam bam, it gets funner. And wonder what would it be without that special time. Sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of your summertime.
Got my shades on, in my drop top. Boys got my
behind me. Ladies all around me looking fly. Non-stop, we for sure to get it popping tonight. Yeah, that's how we do it in the summertime. That's how we do it in the summertime.
Growing up as a youngin' in the filthy streets of Harlem, where dudes had to pray for their lives only to see tomorrow. It was a clear day, beautiful day around the way. Summertime LA, block parties, ladies, hey. There was the earliest good old days when we got together. Nobody hating on one another, we came together. Made it better for whoever, you know what, to come and party. Waited all year long, summertime to get naughty. Ladies is looking good, fellas doing their thing. Even got little ones run around, that's what's up, man. Having fun in the sun in a city that don't sleep. Something like New York, but Cali, y'all need to meet and visit the city of angels where the heart's at. Ain't nothing like brown pride on the west. We love that LA's finest to sit, enjoying the sunshine. It ain't nothing like the madness around in the summertime.
Laid back, got my shades on, cooking in my drop top. Boys got my back, so you know we keep it hot. Shorty got her hands on me, looking fly nonstop. We for sure to get it poppin' tonight. We do it in the summertime.
3 months have come along, the summer's almost over now. Let's take it back to day one and recap how it went down. Well, it was the early summer beginning when I seen her. I had to step to her, what's your name, oh Selena? Well, nice to meet you, Selena, I'm Mr. Nine Vote. The one to represent one half of them kinfolk. The ones that hit you with shaking, shaking in VIP. Ladies night for show, to the side, remember me?
White linen, on a yacht party with fine women.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, we back up in this motherfucker. Okay, well. Got my nigga DJ Have Love. Trulia. We got JoJo Loco. We got Sweepy. And we got Confetti.
But, you know, hey, I want to salute Julia for coming through, though, and supporting and hanging out with us. And apologize for the misfortunate situation. And salute her for everything she did. But I wouldn't advise, you know what I'm saying, but she did help, you know, corral some of the situation. I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Well, she said that you handled everything, you know, as best you could. You know what I mean? So it wasn't gonna be like.
Yeah,
you don't have to apologize for that. It wasn't your fault. You did, like I told you, you did everything you did. I mean, you did everything from day one. You already tried to be the peacemaker and listen to God, so it wasn't even you. So.
Hey, but you know, that is one hand what you did for real, though. I've been thinking about it, but you know, I was fussing at you, but at the same time, you know, she wanted to save a man's life. Not the one who deserved to get popped, but the one that was being agitated. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know how things could go when you fly off the handle like that. But at the same time, I was like, he a war veteran? You should have left him alone. You should have let him knock his ass over the head with that thing. Because I know he got you provoking him. You deserve that. And you tell him you going to kill him. You don't tell nobody that's been a war you going to kill them. What the fuck?
You don't tell nobody you're
going to
kill them. I don't give a fuck.
No, facts, but I'm just saying, I'm talking about PTSD, all the things that have been diagnosed that's on file. You feel me? Like, nah, my nigga. And you ain't got nothing on you. You just standing there.
Man,
that homie,
man.
At
the end of the day,
you know.
That was a personal beef between two people that, you know what I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, you know what I mean? I had a couple of homies kill each other in front of me. But at the end of the day, like I said, that shit didn't have nothing to do with me. It's fucked up. But that was personal.
That was just like ego tripping, man. That wasn't really no. There couldn't be no beef. Y'all don't know each other long to have no damn beef. You feel me? And it ain't beef like egos, man.
I ain't gonna lie though. For what
all it was about was a fucking shot. Oh man, that shot ain't clear. Man, how stupid that shit was.
It gotta be more than just a shot. Ain't nobody just gonna do all that over no.
Bro, we was hanging out. Bro, we've been hanging out since Friday. They never met each other. They ain't never, you know what I'm saying? I know both of them. So this is all about shooting. I'm just saying, making sure, you know. I'm just saying, bro. You believe it? It's that stupid. It really is that stupid.
It's like
bro.
A little salt in the water, though. Even if they did just know each other, you could be jealous. You could be salty. Or somebody you just met.
If you got If you got two motherfuckers that shoot videos, motherfuckers, always somebody just...
It's always gonna be... It's like two whams coming to the same spot. They gonna butt heads.
Right. You know, but, you know, the whole thing about it is, it's like, whoever the main motherfucker that was doing this shit, just let the nigga do it. You know, shit, I had video shoots and other people were shooting the videos, and I'm sitting up there shaking my head like, oh my God, I ain't butting heads with the motherfucker. I just shaking my head like, that's wrong with the motherfucker.
So that's why I feel like maybe if you were there, you'd have been able to step in and be like, look, bro, like, all you got to do is just go shoot, get, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like
that's
why I was able to get to shoot.
That's why she can't go nowhere by herself no goddamn more.
Well, see, the only reason I had I got all the dynamics, I was upset because I was like, wait a minute, if you come to my town on my watch, ain't nobody going to bother you without having to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come enjoy yourself, and you're going to leave when you enjoy yourself.
Hey, you're going to see everybody when you came here. Hey, ain't nobody pointing no gun at Julius. How about that?
No, I'm just saying, me.
So that to me, I feel like when you come to me being blind, I feel like that's like clown talk, man. Ain't nobody pointing no gun at her. She was out the way.
I felt like
you know what I'm saying. So she was good. She was good all day. So I feel like my party, you ain't gotta come. Hey, if you can't handle yourself at my party, don't come. That's all it is.
But you wasn't good, my nigga. I'm talking about you. He took advantage of you. That was some bullshit. You don't do people like that. That's helping you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Let me tell you something. I could have finished it. I didn't want to finish it. I don't want to deal with it.
Hell no.
That's how that is. I don't want to. I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got two partners, and we live past it. That's the best reward for me. I can get some more money. And it ain't like they ain't going to pay me back. I know they will, but it was just a bullshit.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know. And we had that talk, and we got the understanding, but that's what I was saying on my watch. I know I'm going to go nuts, so I won't give a damn. If JoJo come visit me, he ain't going to have no problem with nobody in my circle, or they going to person in my circle going to have problems with me because you my comfort.
Hey, man.
That's just me.
Hey, you know what?
I
can't say what you did, but ain't nothing happened to her. Ain't no guns get pointed at her. Ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? If you jump, she was out the way. Now, you choose to do what you want to do as an adult. You know what I'm saying? That's all that is, you know. And I salute her. But as far as her being harmed, when you out of harm's way, hey, you don't get in harm's way. That's all that is. She didn't get mistreated in no way.
Shut up.
No, I didn't. Everything was wonderful. Everything was perfect.
Yeah, I spoke highly of your confetti. I told her when we go out there to Dallas, I say confetti, that's the place to be. We go out there, everything's smooth sailing. I was like, well, man, how that happen? I said, you with confetti, everything's smooth sailing.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I don't got nothing to do with confetti.
He got his ass on his shoulders because the other man been in Hollywood, like you said. And it's like, well, oh, you been in Hollywood? Well, I could do this shit better than this type of shit. And it shouldn't have been like that.
Hell, if it's my video and I done paid for the video, whatever the hell the director do, that's what he going to do. Everybody else going to need to shut up and get the fuck on. That's just it.
Well, you know, like what I'm saying.
You direct my video, you gonna direct it, and that's it. Ain't no end. You gonna get your ass down the street.
But see, it's a different everywhere. I couldn't see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd have shut it down. Man, ain't no way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that, you know, I tell you what. That's when, you know, when I get to the point that I really don't want to do stuff because I know the only time I feel it is because I'm blind. But I try to build everything around me. But I can't everything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, there's some flaws with me doing something. You know what I'm saying?
You don't
come
too
times
far
I'm,
to turn back, though. You see what I'm saying? You don't come too far to turn back.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of times, you know, whatever be like, man, I want Freddie to do it. Yeah, it's cool. But what happened when it failed because I'm blind? That shit happened because I'm blind. That shouldn't have no other reason. There's no way that would have happened if I could have seen. I'd have shut it down.
I'm getting mad because you blaming yourself. I'm getting mad.
No, that ain't what I'm saying. It was a beautiful situation. Something that could have been easily prevented. Only happened because I was blind. That's all I'm saying. And it's not just that situation. It's other things that I do that go great. But somebody might say, oh, damn, man, this happened right here. They'd be kind of down. And I look at them like, like, dog, I paid for that. I put drugs in this, but it went bad. But the only way I dropped the ball because I was blind. And it was nothing made. It still ended up turning into something beautiful. But you can see the sourness in the people. And I'd be looking like, you know, like, all right, don't worry about it. I'd rather have my own party and go by myself and deal with people and deal with me with my my perfections.
I used to be like that. I tell them on the microphone, hey, man, y'all come in my party to fight, then I'm going to tell y'all now, y'all mess my party up. It ain't you and them. It's me and you. But I just tell them flat out, we going to have to kill each other. We ain't got no choice but to kill each other. You mess my money up, we got to kill each other. You had to shoot me, I got to shoot you. Ain't no other way around. There ain't no rock, paper, scissors, none of that. If you fuck my money up, we just got to kill each other. That's the only way to resolve that problem. Only way. Ain't no other way that you know that they going to do
man.
In the Italian mafia. You mess somebody's money up and watch what happened to you. They going to cut your throat. That's just how
you
game
know what,
goes,
hey, let me tell you something about family, man. One thing about family. Family do other things for people that most won't. So that's my little homie. I didn't like it. I still don't like it. But I feel like he'll live to stand to grow and live another day.
Yeah, we understand. But it's like in the military, if you go in the military as an E-2 and that general tell you to drop down and do push-ups, you got to do whatever that general say. You see what I'm saying?
It was like
you
going to
suffer the consequences. When you run the show, you the general of your show. When you run the show, you the general. When I throw a barbecue in the yard, I say, I got trash cans, trash bags. If anybody drop a can, the party over. Everybody getting the fuck about the yard. You ain't fixing a plate to go home. You ain't grabbing another beer out the cooler. Everybody going to get their ass out the yard. And everybody knew that. House rules. That's it. Once you put them house rules in place, play with it if you want to. Play with it if you want to. Because I'm going to die about me. I'm gonna die about me.
And you know what? But take that. I'm going to do the same about me. But, nigga, I can't see to do that. You know what I'm saying, man? I mean, it's easy to say it when you can see to react. But when I'm blind, I got to put things in place for every time I...
I'm right there with you, Confetti. I'm right there with you. I got one eye, and that's it. I'm right there with you.
One eye is a lot better. That one eye, I would have slid up and stopped it with that one eye. You know what I'm saying? I'd have slid up and shut it down, you nigga. I'm not a bull, you know what I'm saying?
If you would have heard it, you would have shut it down because, you know, the car stereo was on, so it ain't like you could hear him getting into it anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. When I was saying something, I'm listening. I'm telling you, this is the only time that I was trying to see. You got to realize I'm playing it back and I'm looking at, I'm trying to see like what's going on? I'm thinking in my head like this is a shot. It didn't went that far behind the shot and I can't see. You got to realize I can hit, but I can't see the confrontation going on. I can't see it moving and I can't see it going
like
progress back and forth. Huh?
I got to clear. That's why I called you like a man. I got a clear understanding because I was hot. And you're like, no, we don't do that on because
I'm sitting
our
in front
watch.
Of. You got to realize I'm playing the artist position. I'm sitting in front of the car. We done ran the first shot. You know, when they played my verse, and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? And there it went. That fast.
I mean, they about 10 feet. They about 10 feet from you anyway, Confetti.
Huh?
They about to get 10 feet from you, though.
Yeah, I probably would have ran the wrong way,
huh? Yeah. They was about to get 10 feet from you, though.
I mean, I was happy. I was happy. She was like, I'm going to support Confetti. I was like, yeah, man, that's good. That's a good look. You know, Confetti won 100. Every time he rolled the hope, we come by. We go to Dallas. We go out there. I said, everything be smooth sailing. So that's when I just called back about that turned upside down like that. Like, wow. You know, but once I talked with you and got to understand, I'm like, okay. I ain't going.
I got hood support, my nigga. I don't bring people to situations. I keep soldiers with me. Like I say, I'm thank God that, you know what I'm saying, that, but I mean, most likely, if I would have had some old niggas, it still would have got shut down. I just pray to God it didn't come to no gunplay in no situation like that, because my niggas love me, both sides, and I know they're gonna go to war for me. And that's something I you know, that should have been, that shit was unfortunate, bro. Like I said, it'd have got shut down. You know, but otherwise, you know, I'm gonna quit. But I just prepare for it different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do it
have me a white boy
it,
over there
the
running
different.
The camera.
do the video different.
Huh? Nah, you know what? I think you should do that different.
I really have something personal against this person because this person took advantage of the situation. They took advantage of you. And he had his ass on his shoulder because he felt like he was working with a Hollywood director. And everybody makes mistakes, first of all. Nobody ain't the best at nothing. Everybody make a flaw. But that energy, you don't talk to people like that. You don't talk to nobody like that. You ain't got no reason to, unless you want your ass whooped or killed. Because you told that man you was going to kill him.
None of that ain't their fault.
Look at
that,
man, you know.
She working on a track.
Huh?
So I guess you working on a track, huh?
Oh, yeah. See, I gotta do that. The radio show was over. I mean, we just on some after hours. I forgot to announce that shit, but yeah, that's
what
I'm doing.
What you working on? 400 bars, man. I might even go and spit 100 now.
I got my 100 bars. I just gotta finish doing it.
Shit, JoJo heard me spitting a freestyle, but I told him I don't do no rapping though.
Yeah, I got my 100. My 100 is done. I just gotta rap them. I gotta rap them motherfuckers. That's it.
I thought you was doing the whole 400.
I ain't doing the whole 400. What'd you put, brick outside? No, I got my verse is done. I just gotta drop the rest of it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cute. Let's do a lot better. You left all your lyrics the same way?
I didn't change it. I did them all the same way.
That's gonna be a long ass song like Southside Grooves and
stuff. You know what
I'm saying? About 15 minutes.
Okay, sweet. 3P, did you watch the Evolution of Hip Hop where they got the Houston segment on there?
I did watch that.
I was thinking about you so hard. I was like, man, Sweet P would love to see this. She going to be like, man, that's it. That's us. Houston's Crew Shop. Southside Live.
I'm kidding you. Hey, I'm kidding you.
Sir. Yep. That's me.
USPS, right?
Yeah.
On that south side.
Check it out and see if she got the information. Call again. Try again.
Confetti, were you in Houston in 95 when they won the championship?
Oh, you talking about basketball, Clutch City?
Yeah, when they won with Elijah won, they had the city lit up with the Rockets.
Yeah.
What's it called? The lights on at night.
Yeah.
Had the city lit up.
Hey, check it out. Believe it or not, I was out there. My brother had just got shot 5 times. The one Julia met,
yeah.
He had just got shot 5 times. That's how crazy this thing is. I say, man, let's go party out there. And this is what he was on back then. He said, we go out there, we going to rob. I said, I'm good. So let's see, man.
How you
playing with you? He just got shot 5 times. That's how you know you just grow up.
What you like to do, Rob?
head, niggas say. That nigga just got shot 5 times. I'm like, man, let's go. You know, I had just met him. Like, how long I know my stepbrother? I met him maybe a couple years before that, but you know, I was like, what, that was 95? I went to about 19, 20 years old. I was trying to go to summer school in Houston and go play at LSU. I signed up to do a highlight tape, but my grade would drop. So I went to Houston. I was going to go to summer school, try to get my grades up, because I signed LSU to a highlight tape. And they were like, come, they wanted to look at me. So, you know, that shit didn't go right, so shit. Oh, well, too much extra shit.
Well, you done a lot of shit, that's for sure.
Huh?
I said, well, you done a whole bunch of shit, though.
Man, nigga, damn it. They're 47, pushing 50. Almost a half in life, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I'll
move around like
him. I'll be 55 this year.
That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't feel 55, though, you know what I mean?
That's good. You ain't supposed to.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean,
age ain't no feeling, I don't think, anyway.
Well, it's just how you move around and how you get down.
Mm-hmm.
I can still beat some people up like a motherfucker. That's what I like.
You always talking about fighting.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah, shit. That's the goal. You know what I'm saying? You just get these young motherfuckers out of here tripping and you go and whoop their ass, boy. You be... Then you go and do like 2 backflips.
What backflip?
I want to see what your Gates got to say about this.
You say what?
I wonder what your Gates got to say about you doing the backflips.
Nigga, I still be, nigga, I be flipping down the street, nigga. You crazy?
I need to see that.
Yeah, see, I still be flipping. Yeah, see, nigga, well, just because the number don't mean nothing. It's your...
I remember I started trying to do that shit before I left Houston. I was trying to get in gymnastics. I was cutting them flips, trying to do them twists. I was broke my neck. No, I had to be young crazy with that bullshit. Over third ward.
I be making bets with motherfuckers. Like, I bet you I just still do a standstill back. I do a standstill back. I'm going to record that shit. Let
y'all see
that.
You going to do what? No,
yeah,
I ain't saying.
You going to go viral.
A standstill back.
You say you going to do what?
A standstill back.
Standstill back?
Nigga, dude. Jump up in the air and do a backflip, motherfucker, and land on your feet.
No hand?
No hand.
You can do that right now? 55?
Yep. Yeah, nigga, shit. You only as old as you be old, nigga.
I can still do it.
I can't do nothing.
I know I can do it, but I can do the back handstand. I can do the I can't stand and do it. I ain't gonna stop standing and do a no hand.
You can't do a flip. You talk about a flip flop, nigga. Well, you gotta use.
I can do the cartwheel and then do it.
Hell no.
I can't stand it. You know, backwards. No hand. I'd be lying if I said I ain't gonna try it.
Yeah, shit. I did that shit like a couple of weeks ago. This nigga was betting me. I did that shit. Didn't feel good on the landing, but I could still do that shit.
You better bend them knees.
Yeah, shit. And then I'm losing the gag. I'm losing weight like a motherfucker, so I ain't on that super fat shit. Not that I was.
Are you losing weight on purpose, or is it just happening?
No, it's over. I'm doing it because I need to. You
know, no, I'm just asking.
No, it's been like, you know, a whole lot of walking and, you know what I mean? I wasn't able to drive around and all that stuff, so, you know, still keeping my legs together. And then we got like a little mini hill, so you got to walk up the hill and all that old stuff like that. So it's just trying to keep myself in a good position.
Man, I will say that we used to be in Louisiana with my stepdad's family when we was younger. We was locked up, and you know, I'm from being from South Park and stuff like that. Okay, on the southwest side, you just literally walk to the corner. If you actually walk to the corner to store. Now in South Park, depending on where you stay at, you actually probably have to walk a quarter mile to half a mile to the store.
Mm-hmm.
I went with these motherfuckers to the store in Louisiana. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm thinking. Nigga, we walked so far. We saw roadkill. We went up a hill and across some railroad tracks.
Oh, yeah. See.
So much shit.
Well, that should be good. I mean, shit. I mean, just walking is good for you, you know.
But it was wild animals out there. It was like big animals. I'm like, man, y'all niggas is tripping.
No, see, that's why I ain't fucking with y'all out there in Texas and all that old.
That was Louisiana, them Louisiana woods. Oh. I'm like, man, I think I just seen a bear. I'm about to go.
Man.
They say they got some black bears every once in a while. Not a whole lot, but.
I ain't fucking with no bears. I ain't fucking with no mountain lion. I definitely ain't fucking with no snakes.
I'm a deer, but still though, I'm not fucking with it.
Okay, so if you just out there and you walking like a motherfucker, and you look over and see a tornado coming, oh hell no.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen for me. I don't know how that happened. That never happened.
I'm gonna think tornadoes in Louisiana, but
no,
they had them in Texas.
They had a hurricane in New Orleans. Okay, it's not that they not gonna come. They know that they coming. They don't just come.
I'm just saying, you walking down the street, or you walking wherever the fuck you walking, you ain't got no goddamn idea that the motherfuckers gonna come.
Yeah, you do. It's a citywide.
You can know, bro. They know when the weather is changing. The weather condition is perfect for tornadoes.
Especially when you know what it looks like, but not even that. I'm talking about these days, they actually kill you on your phone. Oh yeah, they look, you on alert. Yeah, one of them burst the lady house down here. Her house caught on fire. Well, no, I ain't talking about that. That's why I'm careful of where I want to stay at. I don't want to stay in no plain area. I would rather stay in a place where it would have to go through buildings and stuff to get to me.
Right. Somebody to slow it down, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to stay exactly on the coast.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think that shit just that ain't work.
I just think
if you overfill, you worse, but I used to always try to duck my truck between two trucks. I try to hide and, Just pray to God, tear my black ass up.
In the other place where y'all from, like close to the Great Plains and stuff, it is more prone to probably just happening like that. But down here, man, you know, the sky turned black, almost purple. And
right, right.
All this crazy stuff, like,
but that shit come, that shit do that shit quick, though.
I mean,
but
when the weather
news,
coming,
that shit do that shit quick. It'd be like sunshine,
the
and then all of a sudden, that shit, whole goddamn thing turned black. And then
but
now here's a goddamn tornado.
News.
Fuck
they,
that.
They tell you. They tell you when it's going to happen. They tell you a time on my phone. It showed me a radar.
They got
where
tornado warning.
And I can see where it's at, not just in Texas, but the whole United States. Like, people just really need
tornado watch
or
tornado warning.
All of it. They said all of it. And they let me know when it's coming, too. If it's a chance of coming this way or when it blows the other way. All of it.
The tornado watch, they got a tornado watch and a tornado warning. The tornado watch is a possible chance. The tornado warning, you better get somewhere.
But I got a note that said, one that says take cover, too. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. You know what we got, though, out here? We got the motherfucker, the earthquake app. So that motherfucker, if it's an earthquake about to come, the motherfucker let you know that it's about to be an earthquake.
They had an earthquake in North Carolina like a month ago, month and a half, probably 2 months because I've just been out of there. But people were showing that their pools was moving for no reason and stuff was shaking and they hot falling around and all of that. But it wasn't like a significant one, but it still happened. So you're
it
right.
It be shaking over here, like Oklahoma and Dallas. It be shaking.
Yeah.
It be having a little bitty minor, you know. I don't know what it is about that. I don't know why it's trying to come on
the
outside of the country.
The thing about it is everybody, you know what, like you know, all your down south folks. Y'all think that the goddamn earth gonna open up and swallow your ass in that motherfucker or something?
But that's
like
only
that.
In California we believe that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
well,
what hurricane gonna do.
Hurricane
do that too. If you think you're supposed to be outside, all this tornado watching people and stuff, I think they the craziest motherfuckers I ever seen in my life.
Over there in California, we already know that California gonna break off some nerve. We've been told that. We stay on this side.
But look, though.
Y'all gonna be floating in the water.
The tornado be coming. That's like Godzilla type of shit.
Well, you're right.
Hey, but you know, but
at the same time, that's why I don't want to live so close to the water, even though Houston is considered on the coast. It's not directly on the coast. Like, my grandma and them, they from a place called Sargent. And a hurricane named Carla actually came through there, and they house messed up their whole house. They survived, but that's how they moved to the area that I'm from, the country part of Bay City or whatever. So I'm not staying on the coast. That's my point. I'm coming inland.
Are you talking about what, around Galveston? But you
Huh?
But when you over here in the eight, it's the Gulf. You right here by the guy in the Gulf.
But it's still buildings and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but
okay.
You
saying being in open air?
Yeah, because, like, if you go to the where it's a lot of plains and farmland, that's worse because you got the twisters that turn into tornadoes. That's worse.
Yeah, when you walk in the middle of nowhere and it just be like big old farmland and shit, and it just be those big old fucking like fields and shit like that.
You just go down in the basement like on watch Toto. Don't forget your Toto though. Take Toto with you.
Hell no, nah, maybe.
Hey, what you gonna do? Toto gotta use it, and a tornado coming.
I love the hell out of my dog, but them motherfuckers gonna be caught the fuck up. He better run behind me.
Nigga
better run behind
me,
goddamn it, girl. I'm I'm out.
And the funny part about it is, you know, I got sinuses and the breathing problems and all of that. So the funny thing about that is I actually know when the weather is going to get real bad. Because, like, my nose will get, like, I can't breathe through my nose. Or, like, my head will hurt real bad. Like,
that pressure.
You know when the pressure. Right. Yep. Yep. I could tell when it changed, but I could look at the clouds too and see that, oh, like, it's raining over there, but it's not raining over here. And that's how big Houston is. We'll get a, like, a 90% chance of rain, and it'll rain all day in one part of the city, and I might get a drizzle or a couple drip drops, and that's it.
They do the same shit out here. It'd be like, it'd be storming like by my mom's house, but it don't be shit over here. My mom be calling, but you ain't raining over there. No. If the sun is out, and she live like 30 miles away.
It's a dust storm over here.
Right.
That's the African dust, man, come through. That's been bothering me a lot, too. I even took a albuterol today, so y'all know it's bothering me.
Yeah, that's all bad. I don't know, y'all.
And
that does
some bullshit.
I think I'm about to roll up off the joint. Hell, I ain't got to hang up. I ain't going to stop it. Y'all can keep on talking, but I got to eat.
I got some cleaning up and stuff to do. It was good talking to y'all, though.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better, and, you know, like I said, we got you, so if you need to talk, just hit us up. Where the hell Truly at?
I've been listening and talking.
This sounds like you got some food in your mouth.
I need some neck bones
or some chicken.
Man, I just got some neck bones. Some shit.
Yep, neck bones. You are.
Oh, shit.
Where the cornbread at?
Wait for the tornado to hit back on that dirt road.
I ain't got no tornado ducked off.
Back there behind them trees.
Whatever.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to show you why Scratch ain't coming back out here.
I ain't going nowhere.
Scratch ain't moving out here.
He needs to all that wind down there.
I deal with this wind versus, nigga, all that other shit. Man, I don't know. Y'all got too many creepy crawlies and shit that'll eat you around that motherfucker.
I got to get back on my side, especially when a goddamn hurricane, but these hurricanes be creeping one after the other. They got predictions going to be a lot more this year.
Oh, no, fuck
that.
That
means it's supposed to be hurricane.
The only hurricane I want to be in is the ones I'm drinking. I'm like, no. Hell no. Nigga, yep, these only hurricanes. They probably won't even sell hurricane beer out there where y'all at because the goddamn hurricane's coming.
I can't drink.
Huh?
They're going to donate all that to the hurricane shelter.
That's kind of my
head. I ain't fucking with that. I'm saying because y'all motherfuckers, like I said, y'all got some bugs and motherfuckers got alligators and bayous and
we got bears too.
And bears.
Yep.
And goddamn clay dirt and oh fuck no.
You tripping. I'm in the city. Texas got some good soil. I ain't got no clay. You thinking about Georgia or somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying.
We got some clay dirt in Louisiana, but not in, I don't remember.
Louisiana got that red dirt.
That's the same thing I'm talking about. That's if you step in and start sinking. motherfucking snakes.
Yeah, you know they got that old marsh. I didn't, like I told him, I'd have been out there in that marsh on a marsh budget. I got there and it sunk up to my neck. But I know I had to pull hold that rope. They had to pull me out of there with that marsh buggy.
Yeah,
I worked on the mad holes and marsh buggies.
Motherfucker out there with some goddamn quicksand type of shit. Oh, fuck no.
Hey, you ever worked on a airboat scratch?
Uh-uh. But you talking about the motherfucker be flying across the water with a big fan in the back?
Yeah. I got on one of them before. Yeah.
But still, nigga. Now you, I
know you were, hey, where you were, where you was at on one of them? You wasn't in California, though.
I was in Florida.
Okay.
The only thing I kept on thinking about was if I fall out off of that motherfucker and the alligators don't
I'm about to say, boy, later, hey, we'll see you later, gator. That's what they told you to fill up California gator meat.
People in Florida, but I ain't trying to be around all them damn niggas. Well,
I ain't getting up in a motherfucker with no alligators.
You play that jam right there, right?
Not no more. I did
play
before.
That jam you about to play.
Huh?
Play that jam you was playing, just now.
The beat I was playing?
Yeah, I thought you just playing. Somebody was playing the beaches. Man.
nigga ain't get about to go nowhere with no goddamn gator. None of that shit. Y'all got a nigga fucked up.
So you
I
want
to go gator hunting, man. I want some gator meat. 110-degree
weather.
Huh?
I want some gator meat. I want some gator alligator tail.
I do,
alligator
too.
Alligator po' boy.
I do, too, but y'all motherfuckers can't send that shit.
It's a gator farm right down the road.
So right now, I want that wild gator.
See, my wife won't eat that shit. She won't
matter
eat
of
that
fact, I got some gator in my fridge, my refrigerator.
Nigga,
I need to go get me some. I want them alligator sausage, though.
I don't fuck the sausage. I just give me the goddamn gator. That's all I'm talking about.
You can put some of that gator on ice and send it to you. Put it in there.
Nigga, I need
to. Next time you go to Vegas.
I know we ain't got no motherfucking place out here we can get some gator.
Yeah, if I was driving,
y'all ain't got no ride.
I'd put something in the ride and bring you some scratch.
I ain't fucking with no raccoon. You
ain't
raccoon?
Leg.
You eat raccoon?
No, razzoo.
Oh, I thought you said raccoon. I was about
to. My parents to eat that shit. I'd be mad as hell. They tricked me one time, though, and he got shredded up and whatever. I took a few bites of it. She was like, my mama came in and she was like, did you eat dinner? And I was like, yeah, I ate some. She was like, how was it? I was like, yeah, and say it tastes all right. Until I figured out it was raccoon. It don't taste like chicken.
Everybody be like, no, that's just... Nigga, motherfucking gator tastes like chicken, but it tastes like the best chicken you ever ate.
It
you know you're in laws over there in Louisiana. They have, hey, clean it. Squirrel, rabbit, and everything out there. I know
yeah,
my cousin.
Oh,
they be telling me like, I be like, I ain't eating some of that stuff, man. But I ain't got me some goat. You know, I'm trying a little bit some earlier, you know what I'm saying, later. But, man, they done ate everything out in them woods. Still ain't got that turtle though.
I take some goat milk for all the rest of that. Nah, I ain't eat that.
You eat some turtle?
No, man.
Turtle was good.
Yeah, I ain't ate no turtle. See, you know what I'm saying? Let's scratch with that
I'm
bullshit.
Not eating all this stuff for
scratch with that bullshit. You eat turtle. I ain't ate no turtle.
Well, nigga, I ain't ate no rattlesnake. I ain't ate no bears. I ain't ate, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, the turtle's like the ugliest, one of the ugliest animals out there. But
it's
good.
The longest motherfucker, living motherfucker in the planet, nigga. You'll be dead before the turtle die.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're like
you,
dinosaurs, really.
Yeah, they are. They're like alligators and shit. All them motherfuckers like dinosaurs. Them motherfuckers just be around. They got a motherfucker had this turtle. I seen on TV the other day, nigga. That motherfucker was like, they said the turtle was 120. I'm like, God damn.
I seen that turtle.
I know you was like, where my fork and my knife at?
You gotta do a lot of shit to kill them motherfuckers, though. It ain't like it's just...
120-yard turtle gonna be tough as hell. Not nobody wants
that. That shit wasn't bad, though. Really, man?
That's it. Yeah, I hear a lot of people telling me that turtle. It's turtle be kind of expensive, they say.
Well, y'all have ever had the frog leg?
Yeah. Man, you know my little hometown in Louisiana, Rain supposed to be the frog capital of the world.
That frog leg is going to be bad, nigga.
Hey, I eat the frog leg. They say everything tastes like chicken.
Motherfucking radio faces. Hello?
Yeah.
What's happening, my people?
How you doing?
Nigga talk about eating frogs, eggs, and turtles, and all that shit.
I've been on this show about two or three times tonight. But, you know, each time I smoke a sweet, I get high and high. So it seems like a whole nother thing.
They got them, have loves and ate everything out the woods.
For
real. Crockett.
Yeah, that's real tall though.
That nigga probably got some. He got some traps in his backyard.
That's real life. Where y'all playing? I got some family. They be like, "Oh, look, somebody ran over with Medela." They be like, "I'm about to eat that." I'm like,
"Oh, hell no!" I got no roadkill.
Fresh. Where you think they be getting raccoons and stuff from?
Oh no,
fresh.
Oh no, I gotta kill them motherfuckers. That shit been sitting in a row for like.
And if you won't
see
them,
see, there you go.
What did they say the NFL? Fresh road killing if you won't see them.
Nigga, yo, what? That's
up. I told you. Yeah.
Oh, that's that country shit, homie. I'm not no one.
What you stupid?
Motherfucker be walking, nigga done hit a deer and shit, and then you back up and go pick his ass up and take him home? Oh,
right.
Hell no.
That's
one thing I tell you. If I probably hit a deer and tear my shit up, you damn right. He did. I'm gonna get me. I need to get me a slab off of course. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna throw the motherfucker on the hood and tie him down, type of shit. Oh,
they say. Especially in a month without an aura in it. I mean, we gotta go. What is this? The month without an aura?
No.
You need him in the month.
No. No.
Say something about that leaf right there.
I'm in Cali, so the only thing that get ran over out here is dogs. So I ain't even ready to go pick up the dog and go and cook them.
What do you say? What you call it? We hit the dog. What it is?
What they do in China?
In my neck of the woods, Rudolph don't have no motherfucking jurisdiction.
Oh no. Motherfucker, I hit the goddamn deer like 2 days ago, and you just go and pick. Oh no.
Would you call it?
Hey, look at him out there talking about
watch the road. Now help me load them up. What you want me to do here, love? Watch the road or help you load them up? You can't do both. Game warden just come through.
You got like, nigga, you ready to go out and pick up a 3-day-old animal? Oh, hell no.
Look, I'm going to tell you, it's a French roadkill. I do not give a fuck about no motherfucking game warden pulling up on me, telling me where I'm going with this animal.
I'm on a rescue service.
And we are going to resuscitate this animal.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. If that shit don't come out the market, nigga, I don't want it, nigga.
So if they sell reindeer in the market, you gonna buy some?
Huh? I mean, hell, I would buy it versus picking the motherfucker up off the road. Fuck yeah.
Well,
the motherfucker still got his eyes open. You picking him up, my nigga, eyes open, and he looking at you type of shit. Fuck that.
Hey, love looking at him too, man.
See,
you know what he did, bitch?
But not the people who eat that.
But
see, I'm going to tell you how you know it's roadkill, though. When you eat a certain part of it, where you know it ain't supposed to be no bones, and you get the bone pieces in there.
Oh,
in your meat. The bone chips. Stuck in your meat.
I tried to figure out if it came out the market. I am not going to pick nothing up off the street.
Oops.
And take it home.
Hold it down, Crocky.
You spit the motherfucker out of gas.
Hell, they'll be spitting out license plates and everything.
I ain't never seen my uncle pick up nothing off the road, but I have seen him shoot stuff down out the tree.
I mean, that's something totally different, but motherfucker be like, that roadkill means that the car doesn't hit them and they dead.
You never see it because the tail lights weren't working.
Oh, Lord, no.
What'd you say?
You didn't see it because the tail lights weren't working.
Motherfuckers got raccoons and possums and rabies and fucking salmonella. Oh, hell no.
That's just like going fishing, Scratch.
Nigga, if I catch a fresh fish, I know he was live when I got his ass. I got the nigga when he was live.
I don't eat all that shit anyway, I'll be honest, but I know people do it. I was traumatized when I seen my grandma in a damn squirrel.
I watched all these fucking movies and these motherfucking white dudes be like, oh shit, roadkill. Them motherfucker pull over and throw them motherfucker in the back of their truck.
So you were heartbroken, Sweet Pea, when you seen Bull when you got fucked up, huh?
Nigga, motherfucker, you try to hit that big ass moose, nigga. That shit gonna break your whole goddamn front end of your car.
Rocky. I told him when her grandmother ate Rocky, she was over there crying.
Hey, look. Hey, confetti. Remember what you told me?
Made me eat that shit too.
What did you say? Scrap.
Hey, when you told me you saw that goddamn moose when you was driving that truck.
Hey, I thought that shit was funny as hell, right? They just tell you, some drivers say, don't blow with the moose. Like, I run right up in Canada, across the Canada, I was blowing that fucking horn. I think I seen some doctor, goddamn shit. I kept blowing it. That motherfucker come out the side of my eye. I seen something just,
Hey, that move is gonna be confetti, yeah.
Man, that move, hey, I tell you what, hey, I swear that moose, he could talk, think, and knew what he did. That moose pulled up on the side of the side. I looked at him. It looked like I was going. He wasn't even tripping about looking at me, right?
He ran, like he was the police, ran in front of the truck, and then turned around and looked at me and frowned it like, like, we run this, nigga.
Nigga,
You was in an 18-wheeler?
I was in a tractor, but I had a trailer on me, you know. I was just living the tractor. Yeah, that motherfucker looked at me like, he turned around. I'm talking about just ran real smooth. Like, ran up to the side of the truck and ran in front like he was the fucking police. And looked at me like, like, nigga, we running. I looked at him like, you might run this bitch. I ain't going to stop.
I remember that nigga called and told me, like, this goddamn moose right here, bro.
Nigga, I was saying, I never blew at them bitches again. unless I got an open field, and I know ain't nothing across both sides and he behind me, then I'll blow at his ass and he'll chase me.
That motherfucker, boy, I'm telling you, nigga. I seen one of them motherfuckers when I was in Montana, my nigga. And then motherfuckers sitting up there trying to take pictures of that nigga. I said, you better leave that goddamn moose alone, my nigga. He'll come over here and beat your motherfucking ass. The guy went upstairs. I said, that nigga get up the stairs fast enough before I get in my hotel room. He deserved to fuck me up, but... Them niggas got me, oh, fuck, nigga, a moose, nigga. I'm like, dude, you know they like a kitty cat, nigga.
You know, they in Alaska, there's a lot of them. So I went on, they got a little hill in Alaska. You can go up and park, and then you go walk up the mountain. So everybody was going up on the little thing, going up, and the lady say, yeah, it'd be, I say, it's moose up here. Said, yeah, it's moose up there. I say, it's moose up there.
What the fuck?
I'm not walking up that fucking mouth.
Oh, hell
huh?
No.
I say, y'all must got guns. They might got guns and shit. I'm like, and then in this spot, you had to walk over to see the bottom part. You walk to see over Alaska, then you walk to the top. But even that part, you got to walk away from your truck. What if a moose come out the fucking woods? What at a wall? I'm fucking, you know, in the where the cars, man.
Nigga, be thinking Bullwinkle was fun and like just, oh, I could go on padding and shit. Oh, hell no, nigga, them motherfuckers.
Man, nigga, that hey, man, if you had to see a fucking moose, and then you know in the sign, you know when you drive in Alaska. The sign said 272 moose accidents this year. Nigga, that just make you scared again. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? 272 moose accidents this year.
I ain't gonna cut y'all off, but my phone is about to go off. You don't hear that shit beeping? I ain't gonna cut y'all off. But when my phone hangs up, I leave y'all on there as long as y'all want to be on. Motherfucking, the goddamn people will hang y'all ass up.
Basically, we start talking about Trump, huh?
Oh, no, don't bring him up. Man, cut us off like right now type of shit.
I think they gonna tighten old Trump up, man.
That nigga Trump going to jail, bro. That nigga going to jail, man.
I told them goddamn Democrats be saving the best for last.
They get ready to stress that nigga like the 10 freeway.
Man.
Nigga, what?
That dude told him. What that dude told him, what the dude, the governor of Georgia dude told him? Said, you better get a good criminal lawyer.
That nigga. That nigga get ready to try to duck out of this business. He ain't getting ready to be able to stay in the United States. He got to get the fuck up out of here.
Well, he said he going with his money in China or Russia. He can't go to Russia. He must be going to China.
Nah, he could probably go to Russia. I think him and Putin was like friends and shit, but that nigga Putin,
but, hey.
That nigga Putin is sick. That nigga probably get ready to die.
Putin sick? God damn.
Yep, that nigga Putin is sick. Bro, he about
I think the Kremlin trying to fake his death.
Hey, look. The motherfucker, this is one of the motherfuckers in Europe. He like, that nigga almost like fucking Elon Musk. That nigga put a $2 million bounty on that nigga head. Trying to see, like, if somebody like, nigga, they like his right-hand people, all the people to be around him. Nigga, they'll take that $2 million to hurt that nigga, bro.
You just one of them niggas that don't like it at the Kremlin. So you talking about the Kremlin over there sick because he stressed out? That what you trying to say?
No, the nigga fuck around. They was talking about the nigga got some cancer shit. So, you know what I'm saying? That nigga getting ready to die. Son of a bitch up there killing all these goddamn people for no reason. No guy don't like ugly.
Yeah, that's the case.
Yeah, guys don't like ugly. They're like, all right, you son of a bitch. Over there killing all these folks. The motherfuckers ain't got no food and nothing like that. I don't think about the now that nigga sitting up there. I think they said cancer. I think it's Putin over there sick.
Yeah, he got blood cancer.
Yeah.
He got blood cancer. Then the Korea president, I said, boy, God don't like ugly. Korea president got something too.
Oh yeah. Motherfucking North Korea motherfuckers. Yeah, the motherfuckers. God don't like ugly, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because these motherfuckers, one thing about it, nigga, I know for a fact I couldn't be president of the United States. Nigga, because I'd be going to drop bombs on a gang of motherfuckers. Like, oh, I want to, I'd have went and fuck Russia up, my nigga.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I thought Russia is from Alaska, right there.
Huh?
Russia right there by Alaska. I'm from Russia, Alaska.
Nigga,
ain't no damn.
Everybody in all the other countries, they don't give a fuck about what happened. Like, say for instance, if they try to invade the United States, they don't give a fuck who died. You know, but we on that. You know, I trust me, I do have sympathy. I would not want women and children and all these people to die. But if we didn't give a fuck the way they don't give a fuck, oh, niggas would be getting served.
Man, oh, they need to let old girls come home.
Brittany Griner over some goddamn weed. That motherfucker needs to go over there and fuck them up and get her. Send Trump over there. Trump is gonna get
her. That's why the Kremlin ain't giving up his bargaining tools.
This motherfucker, boy.
Then the Kremlin's supposed to be shooting war crime. He executed him. If you from another country over there fighting, calling you mercenaries.
I don't know why they're doing people like that. Like, the time is over for all of that. just not going to help you get anywhere. All the countries need each other at this point because most of the intelligence is artificial and it's between multiple countries.
Oh, so that's over there. That's Edwin over there producing. Playing that rooster music. Wake the roosters up.
You be busting it out. What's that late night jam show used to come on late night? They don't have it no more. The quiet show.
Yeah, huh?
You know, can I do your R&B track, Confetti Man? Because they said that rapping stuff ain't for you no more. You gotta soften up now and go back to R&B, man. Go back to the day you were using the singing group.
You know, my boy wanted me to do my partner Mike was telling me he friends with what's the motherfucker? Some Richardson? Is it called Richard Richardson?
Calvin.
Huh?
Calvin Richardson.
Yeah, Mike tight with him. And he said, man, I want you to do a song with him. He said, I said, I'll do that shit like next year sometime. We begin to get together.
Hey, you let me do the beat.
Let you do the beat? I don't know, man. Might be. Never know.
All the ladies gonna be around.
That was what he was saying. Everybody was singing. He was paying attention that everybody was singing his music. When we over there, we was over there in the spot, partying with my sister for a birthday. You say, oh, the one gonna be around, Julius?
Huh?
How would you say our lady's gonna be around?
Yeah. All of them. They're gonna be taking their drawers off, throwing them on stage and everything.
God damn, Julius.
I'm for real.
They do it like that?
Yep.
I know I got it. That's what Mike said. He said, man, all the women here know that boy's song. I said, okay,
yeah.
He said, man, how did you...
Yeah, you need to go.
I told you, my partner Mike said, I guess he was with him, met him at Andy Stone video shoot. So they've been tight ever since. And he say he ran into him, he say about a month ago or so. And he seen him. And he said, what's up, man? Mike said, hey, man, what's up? He said, man, we sit down and chopped it up. About 30 minutes, bro. He said, we cool like that. He said, nigga, same way me and you cool here. I said, damn, okay. I want you to do a song with him.
You need to go and do that, Confetti.
Huh?
You need to go and do that. That'll be big right there.
I'm gonna let you go do it.
Oh boy. Confetti.
Honey.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the show went off. I didn't hear nobody speaking. I was like, hell. I'm going to freak these all me back for you, man.
What? Flippy, y'all still on?
Julia. Yeah, sweet pea, you.
Mine's going to hang up in a little bit.
Man, you just going to have to send a track, man. I got tracks I got to work on right now. I ain't going to even lie. I'm sitting, man, I mean, that video shoot, That shit drained me so bad. I'm ready to go home right now and go hide. Work on some more music. Man, that stole my energy. I ain't gonna even lie, bro.
You ain't the one that should be hiding.
No, what I'm talking about, I ain't talking about like hiding, like scared. Like, I'm talking about like just to mentally regroup on my next move. You know what I'm saying?
I know I mean, girl, the person I feel like need to evaluate they still and see do they really want to do business. Because you can't really do business with people behaving that way. And you're not going to live a long time telling people you're going to kill them and you ain't got a gun.
Well, you know, he's fighting the trial. That's why he didn't have his shit with him. He fighting the trial. He, man, he going through a lot.
Betty, boy, I'm gonna have you a bad R&B track, man. You gonna, we gonna come change that. We're gonna get 20K a show.
Okay.
You gonna come out like Flash on the 5 Heartbeats. My album is in stores next week.
Man.
I got a funky one, man. I'm working on the
bass line
right now, man. I'm
going to
have you, boy. This shit
going to
be knocking when I get done.
I got to keep pressing, huh?
The R&B flash
flavor
right there.
Man, I don't mean that day to do. Dude on YouTube say all I gotta do is keep Googling.
I told you,
hey,
I put this one on confetti here. This one, he gonna be sitting up there. He gonna convert. You gonna be like a what's his name? You gonna come out like a 21 Savage. Come out hard. Next thing you know, you doing duets with Drake.
Let me see how I come up with a hook.
It's about time for him to do some songs with Drake. He came out like 6 years ago. He probably grown now.
Baby. Just ride with me through the music, lady, lady, baby, baby. Just ride with me through the music, lady. Oh, how about dance with me? Dance with me through the music. Dance with me. To the music.
Confetti, you do R&B songs too?
No.
No.
He just being funny.
Yeah, I'm working on an R&B track, so that's why he said he don't ever hear my track. And I said, shit, you better ask somebody. You better ask Julia. Oh, yeah, he knocked this shit out when I was talking.
I've been practicing my
I'm gonna do your Wing Wong number two. We're gonna do Wing Wong number two.
Hey, Julia. Julia, there you is, man.
Say that again.
We're gonna do that Wing Wong number part two.
Hey, no. Ring wrong number. Hey, if they would have bought that ring wrong number, I would fill out. You ain't got to sing hard. You could do it like, do a zero thing. You could do it. All you hoes still getting no love.
I just humble now. I don't consider my... I be trying, though. Good. That's all I do.
What you say? You ain't heard nothing you said.
Yeah, you gonna bring me back to the game, Confetti. Give me a 16, man, so I can spit.
You the man. You got all the beats. All you gotta do. You the engineer. Yeah, he's been having an engineer set up, the spot set up in Hope. Engineer and recording.
Man, I had it, man. Like I told you, I don't fool with them cats. Them cats couldn't come up with $25, man. I don't even cut my damn lights on, my porch light on for that.
Yeah, he had his shit set up over there.
Because I tell folks, I ain't got to cut this light on. I ain't got to cut nail button on my equipment. I don't. I sit up there and make $100. You try to be nice and tell them $100 a track. Oh, man, see, oh, I got on YouTube. I said, well, go to YouTube. Bye.
That's not a lot of money.
Yeah,
shit, go ahead on.
I tell them all day. I say, man, I got $3,000 keyboards. I got $1,000 worth of software and stuff. And I know my craft's over here. I tell people, they, hey, man, I get off in the booth, man. You holding out. I say, yeah. I say, you show me $300 in your pocket right now. We'll go record right now. I do a track, mix, master, everything you need, and put it out there right now. $300. Hey, man, see, man, when I get my money, I'm coming out at you. That's the end of the conversation. You ain't got to talk to them for 6 more months. 6 months later, you see him at the gas station. Hey, man, I got this song I'm trying to drop. Man, you got that 300? Oh, man, I'm going to be with you about a week. That's it.
You know, out here, Dallas, you know, when you spend money on your music out here, you just, this shit normal. You know what I'm saying? That's why I be getting mad.
If I was in Dallas,
like,
it'd be different. You see, if I was in Dallas,
you know,
I'd be eating good.
Like, well, you know, I'd be cat, like, you know. When kids don't do bad business, I'm like, fuck y'all. You know, I've been spending my money doing this music shit. So I'm going to spend my money. So you doing bad business me? Shit, you just cut your own shit off. You know what I'm saying? That's like somebody who smoke weed a lot. I spend my money on music. Somebody who smells,
yeah,
you know, smoking or drinking.
Yeah, I wish it like
my
that.
Money on
see,
music.
I got people in different places, and that's the first thing they say, man. Shit. Man, cook me up something. I'll cook them up something. They be like, oh, man, see? Whoop-de-whoop-de-why. And I say, well, see, I can do this shit, but like I say, this ain't serious for me. This ain't like I get up every day and say, okay, I'm just going to be in the studio all day. I might sit up there and look at the ceiling fan spin around and count how many times it spins around in an hour. Because I'm like, I want to see somebody
make it. You can hustle. You can hustle with that music.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I want to make some of my own
shit. I cook up a track in 15 minutes. Confetti take me 15 minutes. I have your whole track done. Then all I got to do is put it in a song format and sit up there and let it go. Don't take me long. I just sit up there and pull up.
Well, I
got
to get back to fucking my little funky. Something, give me a little setup. Cause I just been like, I said, I got my little drum machine, but man, I ain't, man.
You don't even need
fuck
that.
You know what it is? I got tracks. Nigga, I got tracks and I got producers. That's why I don't want to produce my own track. I got too many producers.
Yeah.
And I can buy me a track. Fuck that.
I stay busy on phone calls, so that would slow me down. If I was just nonstop producing, and I can just sit up here all day, get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, on days I ain't got to go dialysis, and sit up there and produce from 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night.
But see, you know me, I ain't got to. You know, I can save some money producing my own shit, or I can turn around and start doing work for hire.
But if somebody said, hey, man, I got $1,000, I'm like, you got $1,000? Okay, guess what? All right, $1,000, let's work. We'll go ahead and knock a whole album out. You show me $1,000, I'll knock a whole album out.
Right, come on now. Hey, you talking that? You talking that shit? A whole album is how many tracks?
Man, I'm
going to
give you about, hell no.
I'm about to say, Kiki just dropped 17.
I give you 11 for a rack. You cashing out straight up front, I give you 11 tracks. You can't beat that, and that's all exclusive.
All exclusive.
How about work for hire?
You get all exclusive. You keep the beat. You keep the money. I'm not even working. I guess what? I make 11 more tracks. 30 minutes after that.
Hey, how about work for hire, Edward?
It don't matter. I work for hire, too. I'll tell you how.
Man. Hey, fuck around. Hey, I fuck around. Hey, I'm going to have to go through your stash, buddy.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm going to come through there and go through your stash.
I get it done. You just, like I say, when somebody tell me I want to, you know, give me a Jerry, they like, man, I want a Houston deal with some samples in there. I chop up some samples and put it in a damn sip and serve beat. You know, you put down this slow down motion beat. They want a Houston beat.
Hey, you tell me you going to give it a Memphis track, a West Coast track, Dallas track.
Work for how?
Nigga, I can buy me some of these.